Tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
alexjoneslive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
All right, we have a huge live Monday, July 13th, 2026 transmission. It all starts after the 60-second break. We join hundreds of stations. Incredible news on every front. Massive guest, Nick Shirley in studio. But we now have high-level CIA sources, Pentagon sources, saying indeed Graham was killed in Ukraine by a Russian strike. And there's an ongoing cover-up. The details in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Real time. Uncensored. Unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is Monday, July 13th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are loaded for bear today. Let me tell you the news and the guests we've got coming up. All right, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of evidence points towards Graham actually being in Ukraine. He wouldn't just go there for one day and fly back. He wouldn't have been able to go on the 12-hour train trip. He did fly commercial. He got in trouble for using government money before to do it and violating laws. Would have taken him 12 hours to get back to Poland. Then he would have had to flown back at least 7 hours to the United States. We have a grainy photo from TMZ, supposedly an ambulance out front of his house. There's also video of the FBI yesterday at his house going back and forth, bringing things in and out. And he may have gotten back magically. This story may be true. But Larry Johnson is former counterterrorism head, very respected from the CIA and then the State Department. And he has come out and said that his Pentagon sources, very high up, were saying they believe he was killed in Ukraine. And Larry Johnson has about a 99% accuracy rate. He doesn't talk out of his rear end. Now, that's what he heard. I believe he heard that. I'm not saying that that is the case. And now we've got some reported footage that has come out at the house as well. But we got to line up these timelines. He was at a secret drone factory, and then he left, and then a few hours later it got hit, and then the hotel he was reportedly stayed at, as a bunch of NATO people, got hit. The Russians, back in May 25th, warned all NATO countries, including the U.S., get your diplomats and politicians out. Trump says he talked to him right before he died Saturday night. So, I don't know, but we're going to be looking at that. Very, very important. Because that's what Larry Johnson says the generals are saying, and he's got the sources big time. Then, 136 days in, the war is back to full white hot, and Trump is saying he's going to reopen the Strait of Hormuz one way or another, whether it takes ground troops or not. I've been predicting these so-called peace deals would fall through, but the hourglass is running fast on inflation, stagflation, the fertilizer, the oil, the gas, the rare earth minerals, the helium for microchip manufacturing. All the economists agree this is already putting a major problem in the world economy, including Trump's recovery. And if it continues on, it just gets worse. I've got all the economic numbers there. Gas at all-time highs, that is natural gas. Fertilizer at all-time highs. This is going to starve a lot of people to death. But we were told by the neocons, oh, it's just going to last 4 days. Those of you that don't think that's the case, you're panicking. Well, now the numbers in the polls show this is really hurting the Republicans in the midterms and more. So we're going to be going over all of that today, and then not helping the situation. The Iranians have been celebrating Graham's death. and putting out more Lego videos, more Lego cartoons, AI, of the Grim Reaper basically coming and killing Graham. And then it implies next is Laura Loomer. I mean, just out of control. And you've got them chanting death to America, death to Trump. And then Trump says, if I die, blow up Iran, or even if they try to blow up Iran, which Israel wants total war, so now that opens the door for our gallant little ally to assassinate Trump or stage it like somebody tries, really opening up the door for false flags. Netanyahu went on Fox to eulogize Graham and said, don't worry, we don't need your money anymore. We have a new plan. Yeah, to merge with our military and say you co-own all of our weapon systems and the $1 trillion of U.S. weapon sales every year. The boldness, the arrogance of this. And again, I don't want to get rid of Israel. I don't want a river to the sea. I don't support the Islamicists, but I cannot support Israel primarying our leaders. I cannot support Israel openly bragging they basically control our foreign policy and now want domestic control, and 38 states have passed laws that if you criticize Israel, you can't have a government contract or a state job. And if you do get a job, it's a felony in Texas and a bunch of other states. The laws vary, but 38 have the laws. I mean, this is un-American stuff. This is social credit score stuff. When the Democrats do it, I'm against it. When the EU does it, when the UK does it, when Brazil does it, I'm against it. And I'm against it when Republicans are doing this. It's unbelievable. So we got more details on the Defense Authorization Act 2027, now passed out of committee in the full House. It looks like Israel may get its merger, live-time fusion, integration, these are all terms, marriage, with the U.S. military and intelligence. They got an intelligence bill, does the same thing with Senator Cotton. Unbelievable. Breaking. Benjamin Netanyahu announced on Fox News that preparations to merge the Pentagon and Israel military will begin soon. Pinch me, this can't be real. Then folks put out fake AI images of Mitch McConnell, and it was clearly AI. He looks 10 years younger. And it wasn't even his people put out the fake thing. Then everybody ran around who was pro-Mitch McConnell cover story saying, oh, it is real. Not even checking the fact that it was admittedly AI. You could test it. Ask Grok. Yeah, it's 100% AI. But the naked eye can see that. And the people that posted it, it is a joke. But people that defend the establishment is just offended out of hand if they think, you know, that it's going to carry any water. And I got to tell you, in this age of AI, you don't know what's real. But the eye can still catch it a lot of times. And I'm just telling you, that footage we just showed that they just released of front of Lindsey Graham's house at night looks so HD, so crisp. It's almost cartoonish. Just at first glance, we'll get to that in a moment. Gut level, it looks like AI to me. Now, I don't have a dog in the fight. If Lindsey Graham died of an aorta rupture and somehow magically he, because the only way he can fly out is, and he reportedly did fly their commercial, is to 12 hours into Poland, and then you got to get a plane back, and he was there doing interviews Saturday morning, and then he's back and dies at night. I mean, maybe he hopped on some private jet or something. Maybe we don't know. But that is just wild. Also, over 10,000 Christians arrested in China as Xi Jinping communist regime escalates religious crackdowns. That's up at alexjoneslive.com. We'll also get into Obama-appointed federal judge blocks Trump admin's anti-DEI grant conditions. There's an incredible photos and videos out of the Democrat Socialist of America at a meeting, and almost all of them are wearing masks and look like clowns just to show how they're in a cult. We got more on the ongoing pretrial in the murder trial of the alleged assassin, Tyler Robinson. And I got to tell you, the footage that they said they showed in court, that they wouldn't show everybody, but just showed the courtroom because they didn't want to turn everybody against Robinson before they have the actual trial with the jury. The judge said he wanted to tank the jury because it was so damning. The footage has been out before, and it's a little bitty pixel of whoever it is running across the roof. Tiny, looks like a millimeter tall. And all these people that said they saw it said they could see him prone, pull the trigger. It was so damning. And then they left the screens up in the courtroom so you can blow it up and see it's the same footage that's been out before. So that's coming up later in the broadcast as well. So it's not him prone. It's not him pulling the trigger. It's a little black dot on a screen. But the media calls it devastating evidence against Charlie Kirk murder suspect laid out in court. And by the way, I know trannies and their supporters want to kill people. They've done it a lot. And I've always said you had 10 different tranny supporters saying he'll be dead when he comes to town in 3 days, 2 days, 1 day. 10 of them over 3 days before. 6 the day before. Then when they killed him, they said, see, we told you he'd be dead. And you got that George Zinn guy jumping up saying, I did it, I did it. And then he said, oh, I did it so the shooter could escape. You had everybody, a bunch of leftists standing up and cheering whoever pulled the trigger seconds after thinking they weren't in danger. Why aren't they being investigated? Why didn't they? Why isn't that looked at? So people get mad at me on both sides. They want me to say Israel killed Kirk or Trump killed Kirk or Erica Kirk killed him. Or they want me to say, no, the official story is totally true and Tyler Robinson acted alone. And that doesn't add up. The other stuff doesn't add up. But what we know is there's a cover up. And what we know is it's tearing MAGA apart. So we've got a lot on that coming up today as well. We have the man that came in second place against Lindsey Graham in the recent senatorial race in South Carolina. He's got the inside baseball on what's happening. With Graham dead, races are on for both temporary and permanent Senate successors. A scramble for power has already begun after Lindsey Graham's death. We'll be getting to all of that with our guests for the first 30 minutes of the next hour. Then Nick Shirley is scheduled to get here. We're going to go to the other studio where I do interviews and cover all that live right here today. But the first thing I want to get to is Lindsey Graham. And I want to be clear. We've been lied to so much about so many things. It is reasonable not to just believe the official story that he flew back from Ukraine Saturday night, had a conversation with Trump, Trump says. How does Trump know that's not even AI? You can have conversations that totally fool you on the phone. About 3 years ago, I got a call from Tucker Carlson, sounded just like him. But then he started saying obscene things to me, and I said, this is AI, isn't it? And the AI said, you bet it is. And then some comedian in Canada explained how he spoofed Tucker's number, got my number, and then called me with AI that it had programmed to talk to me. So, you know, how does Trump not know he didn't get an AI call? That's what's so crazy. That's what's so insane about all of this. So that's coming up as well in all the other news as it breaks and as it unfolds. So we have Graham, and we'll show you the image of him out there supposedly in the ambulance from TMZ and the other footage we just showed. And maybe that's the case. But we have him going over there for just a day, and then he goes and tours a drone factory, a secret one, in Kiev, and then that drone factory gets blown up hours later, and so does the hotel he's in. And then you look at the timeline, it would be very hard, if impossible, for him on how they said he flew in and was flying out of Poland with a 12-hour ride, and Trump's talked about that, on train, and then a 7-hour flight back to D.C. at least. I mean, it's about 7 hours, actually, from D.C. to London. So I guess it'd be about 7 hours, about an extra hour. How could that be? I don't know. I just know that the Russians said back in May, we're going to start hitting diplomats, politicians, anybody comes to Ukraine, we're going to bomb them. So don't come here. Now, here is Larry Johnson. I want to show you his bio. Larry Johnson. And you can go read the bio on him. Larry Johnson worked previously with the Central Intelligence Agency and the U.S. State Department's Office of Counterterrorism. He's a recognized expert in the fields of terrorism, aviation security, crisis, and risk management. He ran major operations. He also served as the deputy director in the U.S. State Department's Office of Counterterrorism. He managed crisis response to major events around the world, terrorist incidents throughout the world, and helped organize and direct U.S. counter government debriefing of U.S. citizens held in Kuwait and Iraq, which provided vital intelligence. It just goes on with his long bio at the CIA and the State Department and his appearances and being an advisor to all the big corporate media and major corporations and being the CEO and co-founder of Berg Associates International Business Consulting and all the different big organizations he's a part of and all of his sources and running big international exercises for the U.S. military commands, training U.S. special operations in counterterrorism and basically writing the book on a lot of the modern stuff they do. So you go spend hours reading about Larry Johnson. He's been on the show before. He's got about a 99% accuracy rate. And here is Larry Johnson on TV yesterday, talking on the internet on a program about what he's hearing from his military sources. And basically the generals think and heard that he died in Ukraine. But Trump doesn't want to escalate things. And Trump's been critical of Graham going over there and undercutting him. And he even said that publicly, lobbying for expansion of the war when Trump wants to end the war. Trump even called in to Fox News and some other shows and talked about that yesterday. I played those clips on the Sunday show. If you want to go see those. So if he was killed over there, I'm not defending it, but I could see why they go, oh my God, this would be a huge escalation. We don't want this, but there's a lot of bad guys in the system that want an expanded war who would probably leak the fact that indeed he was killed over there. So I don't know, but we need a clear timeline on this and it needs to be investigated. So here's Larry Johnson.
Suffered a heart attack when he was hearing explosions in Kyiv is something he's probably never heard before.
Well, why would they lie about that? Why would they?
What do they lie about anything? I mean, show me, you know, we just talked about how they're lying about the Strait of Hormuz being open.
Yeah, but that's
one more lie.
Yeah, but I'm saying usually there's a reason to lie. You want to lie to make it seem you're winning a war, to manipulate markets.
Yeah, so why? You want to admit that you're the number one senator, proponent of Ukraine, died in Ukraine in the aftermath of the Russian military strikes? Well, that doesn't fit the narrative too well. And all I can tell you is I've also heard from people with had access to the Pentagon, to generals in the command center, National Military Command Center. They were walking around talking today saying he died in Kyiv.
When did he visit the drone factory? I'm curious. Can you tell me again?
Friday afternoon, but I don't know the time.
So if you visit Friday afternoon, so let me see. Because he might have visited. So when do you think he left Kyiv to Poland?
The earliest he could have left would have been the following morning, Saturday morning. But again, think, why would Graham fly 20 hours, fly and take a train for 20 plus hours to do just a tour of a drone factory, and then the next morning get back up and repeat that whole 21-hour journey?
And this is supposedly Lindsey Graham at the hospital. Remember, all over the Western world, from Germany to the U.S., from Canada to Australia, they showed people in hazmat suits with big lines of people trying to get into hospitals that were actually empty. They wouldn't take regular heart attack or cancer patients. They would just have special floors where they would get $53,000, put you on a ventilator and kill you. And they would have fake groups going to the hospitals. So footage of some ambulances at a hospital saying it's Lindsey Graham is no proof at all. Trump saying he got a call from Lindsey Graham right before he died of a heart attack Saturday night is no proof at all. I don't think Trump's that level of a liar. He certainly spins things now. He used to be very accurate. But you can easily, again, call somebody with a fake AI call. That's been going on for many years now, where they'll record a girl that's on YouTube who's 10 years old, or even be able to record her once she's kidnapped, just a few minutes of it. Then you can program AI to have a conversation and call up the mother and say, Mom, help me. I need money wired here. They're going to kill me right now. And in some cases, your daughter or son is not even kidnapped. By the way, this happened to one of my lawyers. I'm not going to say his name, here in Austin, to a state judge on one of the appellate courts a year ago. They said, your son's kidnapped. We're going to kill him. Here he is. Talk to him. And then he was smart enough to, call and make, find his son. And it wasn't true. But that's the level of this, folks. And I'm not saying that's what's happened here. I'm not saying Graham didn't die of an aorta rupture. That's the Widowmaker. I'm just saying with everything going on here, we've got to investigate because you got to verify stuff now because of it. And then you get Larry Johnson, who trains the Pentagon at the highest levels in Army Special Operations and the rest of them on counterterrorism and basically wrote the book for them. When you read his bio, just other people's bio on him, it's not him saying that about himself. He says, yeah, I got my Pentagon sources. They say he died in Kiev. He's not going to say that because he knows those people talk to him. You start making stuff up, they never talk to you again. Like, he didn't just say that. Now, maybe the Pentagon's wrong. Maybe those generals are wrong. Or maybe what they were told wasn't true. Or maybe they were speculating like we all are because it doesn't make sense. But the Larry Johnson thing is a big deal. In fact, I don't normally play things twice in a row. I got a lot more on this. But let's play it again. Listen to this. Here it is.
Suffered a heart attack when he was hearing explosions in Kyiv is something he's probably never heard before.
But why would they lie about that? Why would they?
What do they lie about anything? I mean, show me, you know, we just talked about how they're lying about the Strait of Hormuz being open.
Yeah, but that's
one more lie.
Yeah, but I'm saying usually there's a reason to lie. You want to lie to make it seem you're winning a war, to manipulate markets.
Yeah, so why? You want to admit that you're the number one senator or proponent of Ukraine died in Ukraine in the aftermath of Russian military strikes? Well, that doesn't fit the narrative too well. And all I can tell you is I've also heard from people with had access to the Pentagon, to generals in the command center, National Military Command Center. They were walking around talking today saying he died in Kyiv.
When did he visit the drone factory? I'm curious. Can you tell me again?
Friday afternoon, but I don't know the time.
So if you've got Friday afternoon, so let me see.
And he did media appearances
he might have visited
Saturday morning.
When do you think he left Kyiv to Poland?
The earliest he could have left would have been the following morning, Saturday morning. But again, think, why would Graham fly 20 hours, fly and take a train for 20 plus hours to do just a tour of a drone factory, and then the next morning get back up and repeat that whole 20, 21 hour journey?
And that's Larry Johnson on with Mario Nufal, does an excellent job. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back and look at what Iran's up to with all of this, what they're saying. We'll tie it into the super escalation with Iran and Trump saying, I'll do whatever it takes. I'll send in ground troops. I'm going to open the strait. And then that's what Graham said in his last interview was, we're ready to send in troops. We ought to use nukes on them. And we're ready to do all this. I mean, it's just beyond insane. And we gave Iran the cards. Rubio's back out again saying the goal is to get it back where it was before the strikes. Yeah, when the strait was open. And Iran didn't have an excuse to close it. Thank you, Netanyahu. Thank you for getting us in this trouble. Thank you so much for manipulating our internal politics. You need to be in prison. We'll be right back.
Introducing AquaPure, the ultimate water filter showerhead. Ladies and gentlemen, on your screen are the major third-party scientific tests. This is the very best, top-of-the-line water filtration system for your shower head. It just takes seconds to be screwed on to any system, no plumbers. You owe it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children to cut out the gender-bending chemicals that are in all the major tap water supplies. Most well water is contaminated as well. You can't just filter the water you drink. One of the biggest places you can pull the studies up that we absorb poisons is through our skin and through our lungs. The amount of chlorine in major water supplies is insane. You know, if you put fish in tap water, even if you aerate it, even if you feed them, they die within hours. That's because it's toxic. That's because it's poison. Chlorine alone kills bacteria. Great, you don't get dysentery, but it destroys your gut flora, and it's directly linked to cancer. Then you've got the fluoride, you've got the lead, you've got the arsenic.
This system reduces it all 95 to 95%. Now, we've got gravity-fed filters that cut it all out, but those are drip, drip, drip. This system is the very best on the market and reduces it from 95 to 99%, depending on the hundreds of chemicals that are out there in the studies that have been done. And that is the top of the line because it's forcing it through fast. It's got really good pressure, and you are reducing it down 95 to 99%. That is the best you are going to get if you live in one of these cities with the deadly tap water. And so many areas like Los Angeles are toilet to tap. They recycle the birth control and the Adderall and all the thousands of pharmaceuticals and the feces and the tampons and the microplastics all go back in, go through all these complex systems. They fill with all this chlorine and then they ship it back out down your water pipes. And not to mention what's in the pipes and all the buildup. And then when sewage runs off, it gets into the water supply. You are insane if you're drinking tap water. And you can look up the studies for yourself. Almost all well water and aquifers in the United States are heavily contaminated with thousands of different chemicals like lead and mercury and arsenic and fluoride and other forever chemicals. So again, I can tell you forever in my home, we have these systems, and it does hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of showers before it's got to be replaced. The head's not replaced. We have the replacement filters for $30. For this quality, nobody can beat it, and it funds our operation against the globalist. This is very, very competitive at the normal retail. Listen to this. Normal retail is $139, but for everybody, it's $97.99. That's 30% off. And for VIP, $69.99. That is a steal at that deal. So anybody buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, whether it's t-shirts, high quality supplements, water filters, you name it, should be a VIP. It's $30 a month. Instantly get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers, and special sales on top of sales on everything. Cancel any time, so it's not even a commitment. You just get the better deals. We get to remind you of those, and we've got a lot of really satisfied customers. Over 90-plus percent reorder rate on our supplements, and it's starting to happen with our water filters as well because we've got the best deals, and it funds our information warfare operation. This is the best. You owe it to yourself. Secure yours now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com, and I want to thank you for supporting the transmission while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wise. God bless you all. Now take action now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Mark Lynch, who came in second place against Lindsey Graham. Will be joining us to talk about the aftermath and what happens in the interim replacement and the special election that's coming up. Then we got Nick Shirley in studio coming up in about an hour from now, or exactly in an hour from now. So getting back to Lindsey Graham. Very hard for him to get back here. Why would he only go to Ukraine for one day? Normally he spends like a week there when he goes there. Well, according to Larry Johnson and others, there were investigations in the media and the U.S. government into Graham getting huge payoffs, hundreds of millions of dollars from Ukraine. That would be par for the course. And so that would be another reason it'd be nice if he went away. Some people are saying the Iranians poisoned him in D.C. or the Russians did. There's no evidence of that. We're being told by the hospital, though they don't name any names, that it was aorta rupture, and that may be true. But when you have Larry Johnson saying his Pentagon sources in the Situation Rooms say the generals were saying, no, he died in Ukraine, and they didn't know if he died in the strike or died because of a heart attack being close to the strike. You heard Johnson say that. I mean, I've been watching that guy for decades. He's been on the show a few times. And you watch him on the news every week. He goes on Marina Falls show and others, and it comes true. It's accurate. Of course, a lot of times I say something and I give an analysis, and it's Johnson gives the same analysis, not because he's copying me or I'm copying him. Sometimes I say stuff first. Sometimes he says first. We're usually simpatico because we both do research and know what we're talking about. But in this day and age, you got to investigate. So here is Iran releases a Lego animation depicting Lindsey Graham's sudden death with some ninja slash Grim Reaper type character coming in and getting him. And then I've got some other clips I want to play of Graham. We'll just play back to back. We got Lindsey Graham saying that he would kill everybody on J6. I guess the old lady's getting waved in between the velvet ropes. I guess she's happy about Ashley Babbitt. Very bloodthirsty individual. He said he would have shot them in the head. And of course, we have Lindsey Graham also saying Biden was the rightful, legitimate president and attacking Trump. And we're supposed to love all the never-Trumpers. We're supposed to just take these warmongers and these liars and these people that work for foreign governments that get us into all these wars. We're supposed to just, oh, he was such a good man. Don't talk ill of the dead and let them put forward a fake history about this guy. I mean, I played dozens of clips of him. I love killing Russians. Oh, the Ukrainians will fight the last Ukrainian. This is a perfect war. We're getting to kill so many Russians. I want to nuke Iran. I want to kill all of them. And then you've got Sean Hannity. Oh, he was a loving man of peace yesterday. Oh, he was so good. And I don't want to attack Sean Hannity. On most issues, I agree with him. But it's just stop lying to me. Stop urinating in my face and telling me that it's lemonade raining from the sky. I'm just fundamentally sick and tired of it, and I know you are, and that's why people are done with both political parties. And that's why people like Trump, because he was an underdog, he was a maverick. On most issues, he was going against the system, and then 4 months into this new administration, he went sideways. And I'll still take Trump in many ways over the Democrats, because they're so psychotic, but at least they knew not to get us into a no-win war with Iran. But they're... We don't have enough Republicans to join with Democrats to vote against the NDAA that turns our military and intelligence over to Israel. In fact, most of the Democrats are voting for it. It looks like it's going to pass. It's already passed out of committee with big majorities. Looks like it's going to pass. And I got a clip of Netanyahu coming up where he just inserts it in a eulogy for Graham going, well, we don't need America's money anymore. We've weaned ourselves. We have a new plan, weapons sales. Oh, it's not just a missile system. It's saying they'll be let in to work on everything we do, and if they add something to it and get all of our secrets, then supposedly they co-own it. We're literally merging with them in a $1 trillion-a-year industry. Well, I bet you don't need the $10 billion a year, whatever you get from us. I mean, they say it's $3.8 billion, but then, you know, normally it's like $10, $15, $20 billion a year in weapons. The last few years it's been like $30, $40 billion a year. He says, we don't need your $30, $40 billion a year. We co-own you now. We're weaned. So Israel's not going to be sucking on our tit now, our hind tit. They're going to be like Count Dracula with their fangs directly in our throat, I guess. That's weaning. You got to hand it to them. This is bold, bold, bold. Section 224 of the National Defense Authorization Act. That Netanyahu wrote a letter to Congress thanking them for passing out a committee saying he wrote the section. Yeah, Israeli Prime Minister writes our legislation. They have guys in IDF uniforms that serve the IDF voting in IDF uniforms, flaunting it. U.S. military bases flying Israeli flags at the same height as the U.S. flag. You know, you fly the Texas flag or the Alabama flag or the California flag below the U.S. flag. It all means something, folks. It means you're our bitch. Or you're Hitler. And I'm like, I'm not for the Islamists, and I'm not for the Nazis, and I'm not for you, and I'm not for the Chi-Coms. I don't wish China's blown up. I don't wish Israel blown up. But I don't like China trying to run our country. I don't like Israel doing it. And China has been the big dog doing it with the spies and the money and funding Hollywood and all this anti-American crap. And it's still doing that. But Trump's dialed that back a lot with the Confucius centers, the college, all the rest of it. They arrested hundreds and hundreds of Chinese spies. I mean, the FBI says they've been arresting a lot of spies. They have been. A lot of them. I mean, I see it every day. It's in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. But where's the Israeli spies getting arrested? Well, they won't need to spy anymore because they're going to get access to everything. I mean, this is a big deal. So let's go back to back to the Iranian Lego instigation. You know, the more they can push, the more they can make fun of dead people over here, the more they're asking for it. Really stupid with all their debt to America crap. And you're like, well, good, nuke them if they want debt to America. Well, then the Pakistanis will nuke Israel. Pentagon says it'll probably lead to nuclear war. That's why we can't parking lot them. You're a traitor, Jones. We need to parking lot them Arabs. They're not Arabs, okay? The dog won't hunt. It doesn't work. Now Trump's gearing up for a ground invasion. You want to get a prediction on how that's going to go? Oh, yeah, we'll kill a bunch of them, and they're going to kill a bunch of us. Got to get in close. They got all those missiles and artillery and small arms. Not going to be pretty. Not going to be good. Well, we got to get back like it was before the strait was closed. Well, before Israel drug us into this, it wasn't closed. And I got Rubio talking about that coming up. But let's play the Lego thing. Let's play Graham on Kill the J6ers. And then let's go into him bashing Trump. And then we'll go into Netanyahu and we'll go into Rubio. Here's the clips. Jones on X. We got this posted. You can see it. Was it silent, as they say, or even in silent movies, they had people in a band playing. Then the talkies came.
It wasn't peaceful. I was there. If it had been up to me, I would have shot some of these people in the head. Let me tell you why. They took over your capital. I don't care what the cause was. They destroyed the place.
I sat on the floor of the Senate. I cast my vote accordingly that Joe Biden is the legitimate president-elect of the United States. Are there irregularities in this election? Yes, I'm sure they are. Have they been overblown? Absolutely. There's been a constant effort by people from the president's legal team to provide misinformation, to distort the facts, to make accusations that cannot be proven. That needs to stop. As to the 25th Amendment being invoked, I do not believe that's appropriate at this point. I'm looking for a peaceful transfer of power. I'm looking for the next 14 days to reset. And we would hand off power in a traditional sense by being a peaceful transfer.
Now, let's go to Netanyahu on Fox. And I saw him about 4 months ago before the NDAA had Section 224 put in it. And he'd say, oh, we don't need U.S. money anymore. We're going to sell them weapons and co-own their new weapon systems. And then I went and checked, and I go, okay, they got one missile system that might be a little bit better than some of ours, an anti-missile system. But that's not going to fund all of Israel. And then we learn about the legislation. When people saw the legislation, they said, well, that'll never pass. And now it's passed out of both committees and is in the full House, and they got the votes. And now they're saying it's going to pass. Will the Senate sign up this special office that merges everything from research and development right down to battlefield, right down to telemetry? And they co-own our military equipment and sales of it around the world, $1 trillion of it a year. Man, that is bold. That is absolutely bold. Israel is not like the 51st state. It's like the Imperial Senate over our system. The Knesset is more important than the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives now. It's more important than the Supreme Court. And Netanyahu has the most votes in there right now. Netanyahu is the co-president. People call him the president. I call the U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. I mean, he says all he cares about is Israel, wants to live in Israel. Israel's better. Runs down America. Tells college students, you're going to rule the earth. You're allowed to take the whole Middle East. And I'm just like, what is this? I played clips of Chinese generals on TV saying, we're going to rule the earth. We're going to defeat America. Pisses me off. Muslims, we're going to rule you. You'll be under Sharia law. Pisses me off. I'm like, not saying we're going to rule you, Israel. We're going to rule you, China. We're going to rule you, Muslims. You will convert to Christianity. I am sick of this. We need to grow some instinctive life force and common sense and will to survive and thrive and say, we're America, we run America, here's our values, and we're done with the democratic socialists and the communists and the Islamicists and the Hollywood scum and the Chi-Coms and the Israel firsters and then the leftist EU trying to control our policies. I'm all over this stuff. And again, so many people are only focused on one issue. Have you seen the EU trying to take control of our country? Have you seen the UK trying to influence? Have you seen what China's done? Have you seen what Israel's doing? Have you seen what BlackRock tries to do in the state of Texas? Sued them and won. Trying to say, we'll pull all investment out of Texas if you don't ban oil exploration and a bunch of other stuff to control us through corporate governance called the ESG, Global Social Credit Score, that is implemented down to us. The EU now has their Internet ID system they've passed. They're trying to make us adopt, to make us use Internet ID to totally control us. Congress quietly moves to integrate U.S. and Israeli militaries. People are like, yeah, you've been talking about this for months. Yeah, and it's getting ready to pass. Integrate, fuse, live time. Synchronize. Then the Israeli leaders and our leaders call it a marriage. Oh, it's been a great marriage we have with Israel, and it's about to get more serious with this military deal. And 38 states have passed laws that if you criticize Israel as a business person, you can't have a state contract. Building roads, painting government buildings, putting in air conditioners, bringing deli food to a conference. In Texas, if you get the contract, those that gave it to you and you get a felony. I mean, that's crazy. That's not America. If our government was doing that by itself, it'd be horrible. But a foreign government lobbied for that. Outrageous. And they think that's going to make people like Israel? You're going to force people to line up against you. Unbelievable. So here's Netanyahu just slipping this in again. Oh, sounds reasonable. They don't need our money anymore. No, they just run everything. They just own everything. Again, it'd be like you're a teenager. You've got like $100 a week allowance. You got to mow the yard and clean up the dishes. And you say, Dad, Mom, I'm 14. I don't need an allowance. I don't need to mow the yard or do the dishes or do the laundry. You know what? This marriage is not you and Mom now. I'm co-married here, and I own part of the house, and I own part of the bank account, and, you know, I can sue you guys and divorce you. You know, the left wants that. They passed laws in Europe where you can divorce your parents and even get money. Now they've changed a bunch of states the law where you're 12 or 13, depending on the state. You make your own medical decisions with the state now, including whether you want to get euthanized. So I make the jokes about that. That's not a joke. Israel's like our psychotic gremlin little brother here. And that's being nice. And he says, you know what? We the bosses now. This is a coup d'etat, which is French for coup d'etat. Remember that funny movie, Hop? I love that movie. It's funny. It's silly. And my kids used to all be little. I still got a 9-year-old. They're getting big too fast, though. Well, I think I've watched Hop with My Kids about 10 times. And you got Carlos, the chick, who's the head chick. And the issue buddy says, what are you doing, Carlos? Because he's taking over. And he goes, I'm taking over. It's a coup. Which is French for coup. So there we are. So here's Netanyahu, and then go right into Rubio. I shouldn't laugh. It's so sad. The goal of the war in Iran is now to return everything back to the way it was before Trump started the war. So after that, the mission is apparently to undo the damage. And Iran knows that that's their leverage. Well, you know what? We deserve a little relaxation before I play these depressing clips. Here's the clip I was talking about from Hop.
Carlos, what are you up to?
It's called a coup d'etat, which is a French for coup d'etat.
But Carlos, you've been my most trusted number two for years.
Well, guess what? I am sick of doing number two.
Literally.
It is our
Netanyahu.
Time for number one, yeah? We the bosses now.
We the bosses. We the bosses.
And if you read the Israeli news, they're like, we control America. We're the superpower now. We don't need them anymore because we're merging with you. It'd be like back when I owned this operation and if the crew approached me and said, we have an idea. We're co-owners now. You don't need to pay us anymore. We'll just decide what we're paid. I'd be like, okay, well, okay, good luck. So, I don't know. I could harp on this all day. Here's Carlos from Hop, now known as Benjamin Netanyahu, announcing in a very diplomatic way that, oh, isn't this great? We don't need your money anymore because we the bosses. Here it is.
And this is something it's hard to believe. You know, but we were receiving American support, military aid. And, you know, we've done this through successive presidents. We did it with the first one was with Clinton, and then it was with Obama, and then with Trump, sort of a 10-year MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, where America gives Israel much-valued support. Now, when I negotiated this, I said, okay, this is what we need. We don't need any more. He said, yes, you do. I said, Lindsay, we don't need any more. And he would tell me, no, I'm going to go over your head to the Senate because I think you need more on missile defense or whatever, okay? And I think once or twice he got his way. But let me tell you, the last conversation I had with him, I said, Lindsay, we've come of age. We have a robust economy. We can take care of our
own. We run
own,
your Congress now. And
financing our own weapons
over.
For the defense of Israel and defense of our common interests with America. So I'm going to phase out the support, the military support for Israel over a period of years and bring it down to zero. We can do it. And he went ballistic. He said, no way, you can't do that, because he was so concerned with our security, which he believed was your security, that he actually fought the Prime Minister of Israel on keeping America's aid or actually increasing it. And that tells you what kind of a person this extraordinary friend was.
As President Trump has said, and the facts clearly bear out, the United States of America holds all the cards. There is no scenario here in which if they decide to join a ladder of escalation, they wind up getting the last say. But our preference is for these straits to be opened to the way they're supposed to be opened, back to the way it was. Anyone can use it, no mines in the water, nobody paying tolls. That's what we have to get back to, and that's the goal here.
All right, hour number two, looking at Lindsey Graham, the special Senate race, and much more with Mark Lynch, who came in second place against him just a few weeks ago. That is all coming up. Then we have another special guest in studio with us, Nick Shirley, and all the incredible stuff he's been doing. What an example for real journalism. It is just amazing. So that is all coming up next hour. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Please share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live on X. And, of course, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show live on your email list, text message list. Here's a forbidden show. They're covering important topics. That's how I reach more people. That's critical in this fight, and I thank you for that. And I want you to know, you want the products we've got. They really work. Ultramethylene Blue cleans out your cells. So good for you. Go look up the studies for yourself. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talks about it all day. The liquid, the pills, is the exact same medical grade out of Florida. It cleans out the mitochondria, skips the oxidization process several steps. It's just a total, complete, absolute game changer. They've got, you know, German studies where they gave it to rats and they live way longer. I mean, it's amazing. It's one of the oldest, you know, patented things out there. But because the patent's out, Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about it. We have the best. You can buy one, get one free. It ends tonight at midnight for the capsules. Also, Ultimate Creatine Powder, 50% off. That ends tonight at midnight. Take advantage of that. And we have a fundraiser limited edition coin. About 70% of the coins are sold. Only 5,000 were minted in Missouri. They're in the warehouse in Fayetteville, Arkansas, ready to ship to you. They're normally $117.17, so $17.76, but they're $99 for all the regular shoppers. Costs $67 to mint these, so we make $30-something dollars on them, which we need to fund the operation, hire more crew, get more hosts, more reporters. We want to get bigger than InfoWars ever was. This is an action item. It's a historic cross, my favorite cross. I just love the way it looks. The Jerusalem cross, over 700 years old, with 1776 on it. On the other side, America's 250. The other side, Sestus Centennial, the United States of America, pure silver, troy ounce, made right here in America, minted in America, and they are going to sell out this week. Get yours now, and I thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's a memento that you stood with us to take action. But everybody should be a VIP. You see how much you save. But at $99, it's a great deal because you're funding this operation. Take action now. We need the funds. Yeah, for VIPs, it's basically breaks even. $67 to make the coin, $69 for VIPs. Do you get why you should be a VIP? Special deals, special offers, special sales, and everything on top of it when you're a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have the highest rated for taking out toxins and chemicals shower heads that are in with the little straight frog seal of approval on it right now, ready to ship to you. You absorb so much stuff in your skin and you breathe it in through the mist, through the steam. Everybody should have this. Don't just filter your water. Have this system. It's available now at thealexjonesstore.com. Massively discounted. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us.
In the forbidden mountains of ancient China, Alex Jones, the warrior, returns to complete his training. His fists thunder against globalist lies. Each board he shatters destroys another New World Order deception. Forged in the fire of truth, he trains day and night. Iron palm strikes, smashing through Big Pharma's walls. He prepares for the ultimate demon, Fentanyl the Dragon.
Oh, hello, Alex. It is I, Fentanyl the Dragon, your arch nemesis.
Fentanyl, you dare to return and face me?
Visit thealexjonesstore.com today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
You better believe you got one!
America's worth saving. I seen this country build towns where there was nothing but dust and empty sky. Men worked sun up to sundown, built roads, railways, farms, and cities with their bare hands. People came here with nothing in their pockets and somehow carved out a life worth living. That's what made this place different. Not power, not money, freedom. And as long as there's still a few hard-headed Americans standing tall, America's story ain't over yet.
You can feel the noose tightening all across America. Fight the enemy before they hang freedom itself.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
meet you for coffee at the elementary schools. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful how this deep normality settles down over me.
With Graham dead, races are on for both temporary and permanent Senate successors. The man that came in second place with him, Mark Lentz, joins us in the next segment. Then in studio, Nick Shirley is here down in our interview studio. He will be with us in 30 minutes. The guy is absolutely on fire. I've got so many clips of the incredible journalism. He's broken probably 50 or more. I'll ask him. I was reviewing it last night, this morning, like at least 50 giant stories since he blew the Somali fraud wide open. It's insane. This guy is an example to everybody. But they literally have the Stop Nick Shirley Act they're trying to pass in California that if you expose fraud and corruption, you go to jail as a journalist. That is the level of corruption we're dealing with. And in just the last week, five or six, it's probably more, I can't keep track of it all. I bet he can't. Other huge frauds he's discovered. I mean, just massive scams of every type, just like you saw with the Somalis, but even more. And he's going up against serious mafias. So I'm very excited that he took time out to come into studio with us. And then he's going to go jump on an airplane. Very busy guy. So he'll be with us for an hour, and then he'll run to the airport so he can get on to his next mission. But I want to just play him confronting the authors of the Anti-Investigative Journalist Act in the Communist Republic of California. Then we'll go to break and come back with Mark Lynch on the incredible developments with Lindsey Graham. Stay with us.
This will blow your mind. I'm standing outside of Churla. Churla here has received over $80 million from the government. And if they pass the Stop Nick Shirley Act, AB 2624, it would then be illegal for me to be making this video right now, as they could then give me a piece of paper saying, hey, you cannot post this video. And then if I did post that video, they give me a $4,000 fine. And they actually just got proposed to receive another $5 million here inside the state of California. The bill itself says a person, business, or association shall not publicly post or publicly display, disclose, or distribute on the internet the personal information or image of a designated immigration support service provider, employee, or volunteer if that individual has made a written demand of that person, business, or association to not disclose the personal information or image. A demand made under this paragraph shall be effective for 4 years. So quite literally, if I publish this information, show that they've received over $80 million, they provide services to legal and illegal migrants here inside of the United States with your tax dollars, they give me a piece of paper, I cannot publish that video. And if I do, they will then give me a $4,000 fine I might have to potentially face if that information becomes public on social media. This company right here, Churla, is a nonprofit, and they are actually the co-sponsor of the Stop Nick Shirley Act, AB 2624. So this is just some of the corruption you have here in California. Literally, if I were to then publish this video, it would be illegal for me. If you want to support my work, go ahead and get one of these new hoodies that we just released for America's 250th. They're actually pretty sweet, so go ahead and use it in the link down below. Now, let's go see what's inside. And actually, right now, they do receive money from taxpayers, and it is an NGO, nonprofit, that receives money from the government, yet no public entry is available. A little weird. Let's see if somebody will come out. Hello! There is somebody here at the door. We're trying to get somebody to welcome us in because we don't want to break the law that they already put. Hello, sir. Hello, ma'am. And remember, if the Stop Nick Shirley Act passes and they claim unreasonable fear or say that's harassment, that would then make somebody like me have to pay a $4,000 fine potentially. Looks like they're locking up right now. Excuse me, sir. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Hello? Sir, come on, please. They're running away right now. Two people have ran away so far. I'm not even inside the building, yet they're running away. Hola, todos.
He also confronted the legislators. We have that video. And this happened about a month ago. We got all the new stuff coming up that he discovered in New York and sent shockwaves across the country. But that's in 30 minutes. Right now, the latest on Lindsey Graham and what's going to happen with that election. And I'll ask him a lot of other questions straight ahead with Mark Lynch. Stay with us.
Producing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead.
You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95-plus percent lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of the AlexShipStore.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at TheAlexShipStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, this is just in, breaking on Fox right now. As we speak, the governor is set to announce the interim replacement for Lindsey Graham at 4 p.m. Eastern today in South Carolina. With Graham dead, races are on for both temporary and permanent Senate successors. A scramble for power has already begun after Lindsey Graham's death. Was Lindsey Graham poisoned? Why Iran and Russia are at the center of conspiracy theories? Lindsey Graham likely died of aorta tear, medical examiner says. Trump shares details from phone call with Lindsey Graham just moments before he died suddenly. Trump says he has a preferred successor in mind for Lindsey Graham's Senate seat, won't name candidate yet. Well, I bet we're about to find out, or will the governor do what Trump wants? Now they're saying McConnell released a photo and statement of a hospitalization health mystery. It's totally fake, but now they're saying they didn't release it. We're going to be getting to that coming up a little bit later. But why did President Trump work with Graham when he hated him so much? Well, he's now buddies with Michael Cohen again. Bizarre behavior. Joining us for just this one segment, and I appreciate him doing it, is Mark Lynch, a Greenville, South Carolina businessman and president of the Jeff Lynch Appliance Center. He was Lindsey Graham's top Republican challenger this year for the U.S. Senate primary and came close to forcing a runoff. LynchForSenate.com, Mark Lynch, SC for South Carolina on X. So, Mark, thank you for joining us. I know you've got a lot of sources. You're there, obviously with the Republican Party system. What is your take on Lindsey's sudden death and what's unfolding, and do you have any idea about who they're about to replace him with? And then give us the details on when this special election you believe will be coming up. And then the big question, will you be running for that special election, Mark Lynch?
Yes, Alex, thank you so much for having me on. We love InfoWars. I saw the news at about 3 o'clock Sunday morning. We had a German Shepherd that we had to put to sleep today. She's been real bad off. And I got up at 3 a.m. to check on her, and I looked at my phone, got a glass of water, and saw the news releases hitting everywhere, and I thought, this must be fake news. This can't be happening, but I confirmed it and vetted it and saw it everywhere, and it's a tragic thing, and I just can't believe how fast we started getting calls and texts and emails about, are you running again? You know, we saw all this other information about other candidates announcing they were going to run, and these are the people we want to run. And it went really fast. And, from 3 a.m. on, and then, I found out some things about 10 o'clock and our campaign team spoke a little bit about it. Then we went to church and got back together around 4 that afternoon on Sunday and started talking, and we prayed about it and thought about it. You know, we started this race. God put this race on. He's the owner of our campaign. It's the only way we'll get America back great again is bringing God back in his rightful position of first place. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord in Psalm 33. And we started this over 2 years ago. We were blessed, we were prayed over, and we jumped in. And so this is a continuance of that race with the obligation we owe to the loyal voters and the donors and the prayer warriors out there that have been praying a year and a half while we ran this campaign. And God led this charge, and we busted through the walls of Lindsey Graham and ended up with 29%. And nobody's ever done that. And so we've been asked to keep going, and we are. So we're not just now jumping in the race, and listen, we've prayed for the Graham family. It's a tragedy that his sudden death happened. There's a lot of conversation about that. And so we place that family in God's hands for comfort as we all get over this tragic loss to their family, to America, and to South Carolina. I'll tell you, just running a campaign's a huge sacrifice. Serving like he's done over 30 years is a major sacrifice of his life in serving Americans and South Carolinians. And so my hat goes off to him for all the work he did and his willingness to serve. So we are announcing, we've announced earlier today, we're running. Our constituents, our voters, our support people, our campaign people have all prayed, and we're ready to go. And this is our mission focus. It's always been the focus. It's not another seat to go try to run for like a lot of career politicians are showing us, jumping into this race all of a sudden. We're focused on this one race, and we have been from the beginning, to bring a true conservative Republican back to the U.S. Senate seat for South Carolina's voice in D.C.
I don't like to speak ill of the dead, and I, Sunday morning, you know, just simply said that the guy's drug us into a bunch of wars. He believes in Israel first. He said, I don't really only care about Israel. He famously, during a hurricane, in fact, I had that clip yesterday on the list, guys, dig that out. He said, I'm not worried about this hurricane. I'm worried about Israel on Fox News when we had hundreds of dead across the country, mass flooding, millions out of their homes, FEMA caught saying we're not going to help conservatives or MAGA or white people. And they actually got caught on video in their Zoom meeting saying it. And then we'll play the clip in a moment. There's Lindsey Graham saying that. People said, don't speak ill of the dead. I'm not going to sit back and let them rewrite history about this guy. I'm not glad he's dead. But at the same time, we have to, in my view, repudiate what he stood for. And I'm really hoping that the governor doesn't put in an interim neocon or somebody. Do you have any idea who that might be, Mr. Lynch?
We heard today from a reliable source that President Trump wants to appoint Lindsey's sister as the interim U.S. senator.
I don't know much about her. What's her name? We'll pull it up.
I don't know. So we've heard that. I don't know if it's true or not. But
Darlene. I guess she's married, so unlike him. So Darlene something. All right. Well, that's weird.
Yeah. And so we go till next Tuesday week, the second Tuesday after something like this happens, and the election law opens up our primary in our state. And so we file, we have a week to file, I believe it is. And then there's 2 weeks for the campaign, and then the election, the primary election will be held August the 11th on a Tuesday. So it's a real quick, get in and, get going and just a few days to make it all happen. And so we're asking all the people, and I want to thank all our voters again, all the people that prayed for us and the donors and our campaign team and the volunteers. It was incredible. We put a massive effort forward for like 16 months and spent a lot of money. And we got a lot of money donated, and we spent that, and we're making a continuous effort to continue on and finish.
The Lord works in mysterious ways. You came in second place despite all the demonization and all the big money, the foreign money. So that puts you really in a prime pole position going into this special election to win. What is the timeline for the special election, and what do we do to make sure that you end up being the new U.S. Senator from South Carolina, the junior senator from South Carolina?
Yeah, well, we're asking for Donald Trump's endorsement. We're asking for McMaster to endorse us and Tim Scott and the Republican Party to come forward. And, you know, that would make the most logical sense. I'm the second guy. I lost to Lindsey by a little bit. And, I think our results were even better than it showed, but, we're still in it and we're a true conservative campaign. I'm here to be America first and support God-fearing policies and support the Constitution and get rid of all this nonsense stuff we're doing. Like we can't get a SAVE Act passed. That's crazy. We're still fighting with illegal immigrants in this country. We've got to get them deported. We've got to fund ICE and our military and our first responders everywhere that are doing such a great job. We have to end transgender mutilation surgeries of our children. You know, we have to ban the sale of our land to China and stop all these data centers and everything that's coming up and the solar farms that's taking our land and destroying it. And, we're losing our country. It's a pivotal point, Alex. You know that. That's why you have your show. We've got to have people that are real, that'll fight for America and focus on America first.
We absolutely do. Her name is Darlene. Her name is Darlene Graham Norden. Just to interrupt. I apologize. Here's a clip of Graham when that horrible hurricane hit South Carolina and other areas, saying he's not really worried about that. He didn't want to hear about that. He's worried about Israel. And again, if you were the senator at the time or the senator in the future and your towns and cities and hundreds of thousands were homeless and dozens dead, what would you say if someone was asking you about the hurricane? Would you say that you don't care about that? You're only worried about Israel. Here's the clip.
You know, I've been going all over South Carolina like most people. I hadn't slept much. But look what's going on in Israel. Our friends in Israel are surrounded by people that want to kill them, destroy them, a second Holocaust in the making. And Biden says, be proportional. What is the proportional response to people who want to kill you and your family? God. They're running out of ammunition in Israel. We have to help our friends to keep the war over there from coming here.
And, of course, the whole interview, he goes on about the hurricane and won't talk about the hurricane because he's got to let you know, Israel, Israel, Israel. And I don't have a hard-on for Israel. I'm not anti-Israel, but they now have the Defense Authorization Act to merge with our military, to co-own our weapons. And I'm just outraged by that. What is your policy on Israel as the candidate, the leading candidate, to replace Lindsey Graham right now, who came in second place in the recent election just a few weeks ago? How would you handle Israel?
My policy, again, being America first, and that's our mission focus, it means I work for America and for South Carolinians. And Israel doesn't, you know, maybe did pay Lindsey, I don't know. But I'm, if I get in, I'm going to be working for America. That is my oath of office, to defend and support America and the America Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, and defend against foreign or domestic enemies. And if we have hurricane victims here, That's the family, the people that voted for us, that pay our salary as a U.S. senator. How can we go around them, step over them, and deflect the answer to that question and start talking about Israel right away? I mean, that shows me that's a conflicted interest, and that doesn't work. America's tired of that. That's why I put my name in the hat almost 2 years ago and decided we would run and started praying about this and getting this campaign team together. And America is tired of that. They want the money, the focus, the laws, everything, common sense, integrity, honor, courage to come back and have candidates in office that support their voice and their interest. Our homeland, we have to defend it. And we have terrorist cells all over the place. We have 22 million plus illegal immigrants in this country, and we're still having problems with the SAVE Act and all the common sense things we're doing trying to run our country. We have to get back to America. We're losing everything in this country, and people are fed up with it, and so am I. And that's why I'm committed to take this on and keep going and finish the promises we started to the people of America and South Carolina. We're in this to win it and make a big difference and bring back America first
and
on everything we do.
Is the website lynchforsenate.com still?
Yes, yes.
I want to tell a short story here, get your take on it, the time we have left, but it's a very important story. being 52 years old, and I'm still young, but I know how much knowledge I've gained living and seeing how God works and how God works in mysterious ways. There's a Garth Brooks song where he says, some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. So many times in my life, I just trust God, pray about it, do what the Spirit tells me, the gut, it's really the Spirit. And then the way my mind thought it might work out doesn't work out hardly ever, but it works out even better. It just may take longer. There you are, even though you were, you know, not in debt, successful business, going and getting, I think you said, a $5 million loan on top of all your money you put in, putting everything into it. And I noticed when you lost, and it was obvious chicanery going on, because he's so establishment, you weren't nasty about it. You said, God told me to do it, and I feel great, and we got some issues out there, and we're positioned into the future. And then, boom, what, 3 weeks later, he's dead, and you are prime position now, if people see that, and that's God working in mysterious ways. And that's why a lot of people pray for something or they want something. Well, God knows how that's going to affect things down the road. If it's not good for you and good for others, then you're not going to get that prayer. But if you're in alignment with what God's telling you to do, you're not going to be able to understand the mysteries of how God works, but you're going to get to see it work out. And every bad thing the enemy's done to us, if I just trust God, I'm not claiming I'm like Job. I haven't gone through what he went through, but let's just say maybe 5% of it. Just to trust God and to love God, and then I get to see God work in those mysterious ways. So what was it like when you fought so hard and then, you know, lost to Graham? The poll showed you way closer than what magically happened that day, but, you know, still you were overall in second place, which is a big deal with all the money he spent and the media ignoring you. What did it feel like? What did God tell you? What was in your mind, in your spirit?
Yeah. We saw all hell come up against us, Alex, with over $50 million spent on us to keep us from getting in. It was the nastiest race that we've ever seen in the country is what a lot of people have told me. And when it didn't happen and it didn't go to a runoff, we felt like there was definitely some election integrity issues with the voting algorithms. We have a guy analyzing that. But I guess, what are we going to do about it? We can't sit around and mope. And there was a day or two of numbness and just in shock and awe about how it turned out, really, compared to the polling and everything. And then we slowly met again. The campaign team met a couple more times, and we went through kind of counseling with each other and hugging each other and thanking each other. And it's like, well, I guess we gave it our all. And then we were kind of back to normal. Saturday afternoon, my wife and I were doing some stuff around the house and having lunch and having a good afternoon. And then Sunday morning, this comes up and I wake her up at like 7. I said, guess what? Lindsay's passed. And she's like, no way. And so that was a numbing thing again, because like, what do we do? You know, and then we went into praying for Lindsay and the family. And we went to church and everybody's, all the gracious people and the people, the prayer warriors and everybody that supported our campaign came back and said, we need you. Please, please run again. And, it's overwhelming. It's a lot of work. And, we just had kind of started recovering from all that. And it's not something I prayed about. I hope something will happen where we can get in. I've accepted it. And, but yeah, this did happen, and it's been a turn of events that's been overwhelming. And, it's not something I wake up every day and say, man, I hope I can run for office again. That was kind of it. We made our run, and we were happy to get back to the grandchildren and to business, and everybody welcomed us back. Working.
Yeah, you did your duty, but thought you'd done it. And now, oh, sorry, this is really an overtime game. Now you've gone into overtime.
Right. So, I've got to be loyal to my constituents and the people that supported us. We can't bail now. If God is opening this window for us, we're accepting it. And we prayed about that. God, this is your will. Make it clear. And all the prayers and everything that started coming in is clear. And,
well, I'm sure it clicked for you. When did it click that, wow, God knew what was going to happen and already had positioned you for this? And now that puts you in the prime position. But here's an example. I know Trump's busy and he does some things I don't like, but so when we're critical of him, we're not for the Democrats. We're not in a cult, but he hasn't even endorsed or helped Mike Lindell who is 20 points ahead in the Republican polls, a couple points behind, in the race there to win in the general race. And if Trump got behind him, he'd win. And you're the populist candidate. You've been a conservative and involved in everything for 30, 40 years. Trump needs to endorse you and not some neocon. And I am tired of this. I am tired of him going along with his enemies. He has endorsed some good people like Paxton over Cornyn, who's now still blocking the Save America Act. But so Trump's spotty on this. And I know people like Roger Stone tear their hair out, you know, when he does this. But the public needs to put pressure on the Republicans and on Trump to get behind you, and you'll win, and you'll make an excellent senator. So what do you say to President Trump?
Hey, I still love Trump. He's the president. I can't imagine the pressure he's under and the persecution and the sacrifice he and his family have made over these two terms he's been in. He won that middle term, too, that he lost with his election being stolen. So I'm glad he's back. I'm glad he's the president, and I don't hold a grudge against him. I support him. He's the president God has appointed, because he appoints everybody in position and remove those that he wants to remove. And so President Trump is still in. So we've got to pray for him. He still does a great job. I know that when we meet, he'll like me. And
I 100% agree that everyone should pray for the Spirit to put you in front of Trump, and for Trump to endorse you, because you're a great man. I followed you for years. Mark Lynch, Mark Lynch SC on X, lynchforsenate.com. Thanks for giving us this interview, and we'll talk to you soon, and God bless you. But time's running out here.
Thank you. God bless you, Alex.
God bless you. All right, I'm going to go out of the news studio down to the interview studio, and Nick Shirley's here. Can't wait to talk to him and all the incredible things he's doing. What an example he is to everybody else of what you can do. Now, before we go to break, I'm going to hire more hosts, more crew, more reporters. We'll be bigger than InfoWars ever was at the Alex Jones Network. But I need support. And our main sponsor is Alex Jones Store, thealexjonesstore.com. The very best water filtration, shower filters, highest rated the studies and tester right there at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere for anything comparable. The very best supplements, the best bovine colostrum, the best methylene blue. Today, the buy one, get one free ends tonight. For the methylene blue capsules, we have the fundraiser 250th anniversary coin with the American flag and the bald eagle, America's 250. On the other side, the Jerusalem cross from 1776. It is a nice coin, pure silver, minted in Missouri. And we've already sold out as of this morning, 70% of them roughly. It's like 71% of them. So a third of these are left or less. Get yours now. It funds the operation. It's a memento. When these 5,000 are gone, there's like less than 2,000 left, they're gone, and that's it. And all of our collectible coins, this is the ninth we put out in the last 6 years. You look at them being sold online, they sell for 2 or 3 times that. But I don't sell it as an investment. I sell it as your investment in liberty and freedom and the truth. So this is your chance to get it. And I want to thank all those of you that did get it, thealexjonesstore.com. But, I mean, here's an example. It retails at $117.76. But it's discounted out of $99 for everybody, so we make $33 on it, $34. But if you're a VIP, it's $69. We break even, folks. That's how good it is to be a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. $30 a month, $40 you get to spend in the store, special offers and sales, extra sales and everything. And there's so many other great products, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. The spread the word and are exciting and fun to wear. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Nick Shirley, straight ahead. Stay with us. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate tissue repair, and so much more. But the issue is our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it, and we sell it for a little bit less than it's sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win. But here's where I dropped the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor, Big Lee, came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker. They grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, what is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that's in bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold pressed. It's never been homogenized either or boiled or heated up to 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and it's good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the great gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com.
For the species as our forebears did. Building, competing, striving, trailblazing. The maverick spirit is alive and well. Reality starts here. Victory starts here. Tyranny dies here. Freedom grows here. You have the power in your hands right now before we cover all this incredible game-changing over-the-horizon information. To share the live feeds now at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live, the coordinates of victory, and Real Alex Jones on X at AJN Live, and more. AlexJonesLive.com, our news site with the feeds, video, audio, article, special reports, government documents, think tank reports, and more.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
And now our coming attractions.
What's happening in this world? We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state.
Hey, look, it's Alex Jones.
We love you, Alex. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more.
Hey, Libtard, Rachel Maddow called. He wants his shirt back.
You, Alex. Suck my dick.
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin. Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
Uh-oh, Antifa speed bump. Move, bitch, get out the way.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I want to bring down the new world order!
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind. Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Now, all these major news organizations with hundreds, if not thousands, of resources as far as reporters, investigative reporters. And here you are, a guy with a cell phone, basically, a citizen journalist that has done what you have done in Minnesota, now obviously New York, other states, and even in California, there is legislation to prevent you from doing investigative journalism. It truly is remarkable. So I guess what I'm trying to say here is that way back when I was in high school, that's when I first got into broadcasting, WCPTV, Community Access. I was 16 years old. Here you are in your early 20s making a difference that no news organization has made in some time. What made you want to get into this? What was the inspiration?
Well, I just started seeing what's happening in our country, from the border to the fentanyl crisis to the election, and then I eventually got caught wind of the fraud. And so I've been seeing what's been happening in the country, and I was wondering, like, why aren't people reporting on this? It's not even right or left. It's what's wrong and what's right. And obviously what's happening was wrong. Our money was being defrauded by Somali leering centers, and then you have these other adult daycares that are taking our money. People were getting traffic at the border, and yet nobody wanted to cover that. And so I was just starting to report on what I saw, and it was never right or left. It was just like, this is what's actually happening, and people obviously like it because I'm not trying to paint any narrative when I go out and do these videos.
Nick,
well, when I'm around movie stars or just average politicians, I could really care less, but when it's somebody that's a trailblazer fighting tyranny, having huge success in moving the needle against corruption, I get excited. I also get excited around scientists and inventors and people that have, you know, developed and done incredible things, or, you know, folks that have been able to climb Mount Everest, you know, they got prosthetic legs. I mean, it's stuff like that that really impresses me, the engineers at SpaceX, with, you know, how they've innovated more than, you know, anybody's done in decades and decades. That is the things that I really admire. And people that have gone through death threats and attacks and demonization, and so many people that are jealous as well. Nick Shirley, who's only been doing this, what, 4 or 5 years? He correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember interviewing him or covering his stuff a long time ago. Has since high school been right out of high school exposing stuff locally and then nationally, the Somali fraud, the massive fraud in California, New York. I mean, I was trying to count up this morning, just looking on his YouTube page and his X account. He's got more than 50 huge stories. He can correct me if I'm wrong. He's the expert, Nick Shirley. Going to Cuba, exposing all of that. I mean, it just goes on and on. Talk about hitting on all cylinders. And then spurring thousands of other citizen journalists to go out and expose massive fraud as well. That's a chain reaction. That's triggering a revolution, a peaceful revolution. So Nick Shirley, at Nick Shirley on X, so great to have you here while you're in Austin. I know you're about to go on another mission you told me about, but not going to give details. A new massive fraud you're about to expose. So most people know who you are, but you might want to recap that. And then do you have a ballpark how much fraud you've identified? And then how many, I know it's been thousands of people have gone out and imitated what you've done, which is the most sincere form of flattery is imitation. And then kind of chronicle, just some of the latest stuff. You're breaking stuff 4 or 5 times a week, what you've now discovered, going on, in California. We've got clip, coming up here. Nick Shirley uncovers an adult daycare
in New York.
In New York, 7,000 phantom members. And we're talking about tens of millions of dollars. And you confront the people. You've got Dr. Oz with you and so many other things. So we'll go to some of these clips, but it might be important because I follow what you do almost every day, but even I miss some stuff. Just recap what you do, why you did it, and maybe give us a quick snapshot of some of the incredible stuff you've been able to do with your team.
Yeah, so what I do is I simply go out and show people what's going on from the source. I don't sit behind a desk all day. I don't talk to people who are talking about actually trying to think they're going to do something, but they actually don't go and do it. I just go to the source. I feel like that's been something that's been left out in the media for a long time.
And what got you into it? It's important to recap that. I mean, how did you start?
Yeah, so I started seeing what was happening in the country, especially with, like, the mass immigration. I was just living in Chile for 2 years, and I started seeing all these people come in from Venezuela. And I started wondering, why are all these people moving out of their country into Chile? And then when I came back to the United States, people were coming to the southern border. And I said, well, that was happening down there. This is happening here. What's going on? And so I started going down to the border and investigating what was actually happening. And when I first started doing it, it's interesting because I initially did it showing people like what was happening on the side of the migrant side. And I had no idea there's all this corruption. And so I started covering it. And then I started to learn that literally hundreds of millions of dollars were being spent on the migrant crisis. Little children were being trafficked. And then in New York City, they're housing them in 5-star hotels for 7 months at a time, paying for their meals, their room service each and every single day. And meanwhile, the people in office at that time, the Biden administration, were saying this was not a problem.
And you were showing the entire from the source to where they're going, the whole food chain here.
Exactly. And so I actually met a lady at the border. I got down her WhatsApp number. I was like, well, this is horrible that you're here. Like, this is super sad. You left your whole entire family. Like, how can I help you? I gave them some money and gave the kid like the clothes off my back because they had nothing. And then the next day she texts me. She's like, oh, I'm in New York City. I said, how are you in New York City? And so I actually went and tracked them down and met up with them. And they kind of told me everything. And then I started to see all these migrants at the New York City migrant hotels, the Trinidad Aragua gangs. And I was familiar with them because they were in Chile as well, the Trinidad Aragua gangsters. And so I kind of understood like a little bit what's going on. And from then I just kept making videos for the past 2.5 years, every single week, about what's been happening from protest to the election to the open border.
So it seems like 5 years, but you've been active about 2.5, 3.
Yeah, I've been making YouTube videos since I was 15. And
I remember, didn't I know about you before or something?
Yes, I think maybe I had seen some stuff from like January 6th or something like that, maybe. Because I had been doing like stuff on politics before, but you couldn't make videos on politics in 2020 and 2019.
You're being censored.
You're being censored. Your channel would be not demonetized. It was, there was no point in making political content.
And what was some of your inspirations to get involved back then?
Honestly, you were one of them. I remember watching you and Joe Rogan, and I always, then you were talking about all this corruption and stuff, and from then I kind of just knew something was going on. And so
well, that means a lot to me, because a lot of people say that, but and I'm just trying to get other smart people to not do what I tell them to do, but just do something, and you've done it, so great job.
Yeah, you're definitely one of them, and you do say some crazy stuff, but you have so much passion, and you know what is going on, and you've been proven right so many times. People don't want to talk about that.
Well, I wish I wasn't. Well, they got you to deal with now. That's something that feels really good. There weren't as many people back 8 years ago doing this. And so I got targeted. It's been declassified by the CIA, the DOJ, to be taken out, destroyed. And so they would have sometimes thousands of articles a day, hundreds of TV programs a week. But I love the fact they thought that, oh, just get Alex Jones. Now they got Elon Musk and Nick Shirley and thousands of other prominent people. I mean, you're right up at the top. But, I mean, you just, with your work ethic, are nailing it. I mean, every week, tens of millions of views, investigative reports, sometimes so much stuff I can't even keep track of. But I said 50 big things you broke the last 2.5, 3 years? Or, I mean, how many stories? Because I know there's kind of big blocks of stories, main topics. Well, you probably covered 7, 8 big topics.
Yes, I mainly focus on probably about 5 to 7 topics. And then the stories I've broken from there, I mean, just talk about like the border stuff that I broke that nobody knew was happening. From that to the fentanyl crisis is that people knew was happening, but nobody knows how bad
it is. So have you ever counted it up? Is it hundreds of things you broke, or how many?
Oh, definitely. Like over the course of these past 2.5 years, I've uploaded over 100 and something videos.
Because I'm always seeing stuff that's old that I didn't even know you did.
Yeah, that was the great thing, too. Like people like, oh, Nick's Minnesota video is his first one. But no, I have been working each and every single week for more than 2 years.
And that was definitely the biggest. I mean, that became the top story for months and had ICE go there. And
well, that became the biggest story ever. A video has never reached that amount of people.
And again, why can't Fox News do that? Why can't CNN?
They won't do it simply because, one, I think that kind of work ethic has been gone from independent journalists or from journalists in general. They don't really want to go and put that work in. And for instance, when I go make a video, it's me, my camera. I bring someone with me, usually a family member, whether it's my mom or my brother. A lot of times it's my mom. She comes and helps me a lot. Or I'll bring like a cousin or a friend to come hold the camera.
That's awesome.
And then I go and take that footage. I go and edit it. So I have complete control of the edit. And from there, I'm able to go and distribute it. Most people don't have that work ethic because people don't understand how hard it actually is to make a video.
But since then, you've learned to sell T-shirts and stuff to get a little bit of security and a little bit more help, which you deserve a whole army behind you, but you're still mom and pop.
Yeah, like I like it that way because I've brought the
people. I like your quality learning, Learing Center.
The Quality Learning Center hoodie. It's pretty amazing to think that Somalians thought they could just.
And they're trying to pass the. Because I want to get into you all the new stories and things.
Yes.
But we don't spend enough time like. Now people are like, who's this Nick Shirley guy? Yeah, they're jealous. Just showed up yesterday, and he's the top story. No, he didn't just show up yesterday. I remember following some of the stuff when I think you were in high school, whenever you first started, you were doing activist stuff. So, I mean, we've been following you. You are an overnight success story of 5, 6 years of hard work, which they could duplicate if they got up to their ass. Now, I've kind of watched your formula, and I'm guessing you just developed it as you research. You already know about a story. You know about something being reported. You go find the local activist experts that have credibility. They're like your Lewis and Clark Native American guides. They can then go and help you and take you around, and then you guys get attacked and threatened, and you know, and like James O'Keefe, people get beat up and whatever. I mean, this is not easy. This is a man's game with a lot of women involved, but it's a rough game. Is that an accurate way of how you do this?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate. For instance, the Minnesota video, I knew about that fraud, but I can only, since I'm making a video each and every single week, I can only put so much effort towards a video or to like the investigation per se. But that man David had all the information, and he came to me, and I rely heavily upon my followers and upon the people inside these communities to actually get the truth. And that's kind of like why people have lost trust in the media, because people don't actually go to the source to get the truth. And so I'll talk with like the ordinary American and get the story from them, because they're the ones actually being affected from that. So that's plays a huge part into it. Then, for instance, like this New York City flushing video Queens. I knew about that fraud. I did all the research on the fraud, and I wouldn't hit it by myself. But when I get to there and I go to New York City, I start talking to the locals, and then from there, the story kind of unravels. If you watch that video, from the get-go, I go to one daycare, and they were actually not committing fraud. They were being defrauded by the other daycares that were stealing their clients while they were trying to operate a legal business. And so they spilled all the information on them, on all
the daycares. People forget. These fraudulent businesses hurt everybody else.
Oh, yes.
They don't just steal taxpayer money.
Mm-hmm. And so from there, I was able to go and find out what were the actual fraudulent daycares. And there's a big thing with these fraudsters. The ones that are usually committing the fraud, they start like rejecting you right off the way. If they have nothing to hide, they would be more than happy.
Like a real business in the middle of the day is going to have the door open.
Yes.
You know, right when you show up and sometimes whole business centers are all closed and then it's the same people.
Yes. And especially if you provide them with the numbers that they provide to the government and you ask them just simply on these numbers, they should be more than happy to say, oh yeah, this is how we did that.
Yeah, you'll go show a P.O. box and others do it as well. And it's like 20 million is going here a year, 18 million is going here, and then there's no clients.
No. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. And so getting back to your first question, you asked me about how much money I have saved America. Well, the money's in the hundreds of billions. The fraud that I've exposed is around, at this point, $600 million. But that's me only going to a few locations and getting that. If I were to spend an entire day in, for instance, California, in the hospice fraud, for instance, I exposed around $170 million. But by exposing that $170 million, it actually exposed a few billion dollars.
Well, no, exactly. And then what's it up to in Minnesota now? Like 20-something billion?
Yeah, it's that fraud they've been committing has been going on for years, so it's upwards of $10 to $20 billion.
Yeah, yeah. And I noticed the detractors who are jealous, and the leftist wants to kill you. They'll go, "Hey, he went to 100 businesses and only found $160 million or whatever, Minnesota. You know, actually, the thing says billions. Why did he find that? You're going to where it's at. That the lowest level in crime investigation, you start right where it's happening. Where are they? He's like, he's covering up $160 million. It's billions. No, you're the one that got it all going, of course, to expose it all and have the estimates. But you're going shop to shop, business to business, showing where it's actually happening and that nobody's there. And then these people all criticize you. And I'm not to defend you. It's this pathetic armchair quarterback thing where you're literally the gladiator with the most kills, or like a World War II ace with like, you know, a 50 Messerschmitt stickers on the side of the plane you shot down. And they're sitting there with their thumb up their ass saying, well, Hitler's got thousands of Messerschmitts. Why did Shirley only shoot down 100? What's wrong with you, Chuck Yeager?
It is actually crazy. And so, like, I can't.
No, they do it to me too. It's like, what? You need to do more, Jones. I'm like, oh yeah.
It's actually hilarious. They want me to solve like all the world problems at this point. It's very funny. They're like, well, why aren't you covering this? Why aren't you covering this? I've made three of these videos that have exposed hundreds of billions of dollars in total. I've actually changed how the government operates in ways where you didn't even have, for instance, in Treasury, you only had X amount of engineers working to kind of track our payments. Well, since that video's happened, they've hired over 250 engineers inside of Treasury.
Look at grassroots investigators have been proven right about Georgia. Now there's hundreds of FBI agents on it. I mean, it's happening.
Yes, it's been happening for years, and especially underneath Biden. They pretty much just opened the floodgates to all fraud, and they tried to censor anybody who exposed that fraud. In Minnesota, they had whistleblowers that were telling them about this fraud for years. Tim Walz denied them, called them racist, called them Islamophobic. In fact, when I exposed the fraud,
Tim Walz releases rapists and pardons, child molesters.
Yeah, he's evil. Like, he's straight up evil. He's an evil human being, and he supports evil people as well. And that's what's been great about me exposing this fraud. Is I also exposed the politicians and the media that have been supporting the fraudsters.
Well, it's great to have you here. And I mean, we got another 30 minutes coming up. I want to get into what you're currently doing, but I just see in a lot of interviews, and I get it, you're always on this big story, this big story, this big story, and never really, hey, this is what you've been doing.
Yes, because it takes so much time, so much work to get into these videos, and not people expect so much from me as well, which is great. Like, I'm happy to bear that responsibility. I'm happy it's me, not anyone else, because I don't think many other people could take that responsibility.
Well, what's crazy is, I mean, I think it's conservative when I say thousands. I mean, hundreds of people from around the country went to Minnesota after you did, and while you were still there. I saw them doing a great job and exposing a lot of stuff, but then none of them, some of them still are doing it. But there's not a lot of staying power now, like Anthony Rubin and Muckraker. And other groups that have been around as long as you were longer, they keep doing it. But it's just strange how some people kind of pop in and pop out, which is great. In fact, if somebody out there just wants to go investigate one big thing of fraud and put it on YouTube or X a few times, that's great. Count on others. But there needs to be more people like you, that, and people need to support what you're doing, true independent journalism, because you can't expect corruption to be exposed if there's not lights on the cockroaches.
Yeah, 100%. And it is very dangerous. Like, Elon was extremely right when he said the fraudsters complained the loudest. When I exposed that fraud in Minnesota, they were doing press conferences for the Somalians to try and cover their fraud. Now it just comes out that the largest daycare in Minnesota that was government-funded, it was 100% fraudulent. The lady just pled guilty.
Well, remember the houses or the buildings with the fake autism things and the fake daycare and the, you know, fake rideshare and all that? Notice they would have, the number was to the governor.
Yes, the number literally went back to the office of Tim Walz. Like, that's how bad it was. Like, that's why when they, like, I don't know how Tim Walz hasn't been arrested yet. I don't know how he has been proven guilty, because he was so complicit in this.
Then they get the campaign money, their families are hired. And then, of course, you have the attorney general up there coming after everybody.
Yes, Keith Ellison. It's very interesting, his involvement, too. I mean, he literally has videos of, there's wires of him talking. Like, he's been wiretapped a few times, it sounds like. Audios of him talking about him working with these fraudsters. And then you have
It in group conference calls, and he's like, oh, you're being investigated for fraud, I'll shut that down next week.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're just being this massive cover-up game, and they're trying to do everything they can to not get charged. Like, that's why Tim Walz dropped out of re-election.
Now, as bad as Minnesota is, the big kahuna is California, Illinois, and New York, right?
Yes. California, like, it's so massive there because it's such a massive state. So many people and so much money goes to California. For instance, Alex, they have this thing called Medi-Cal. It's their Medicaid program. And Medi-Cal, in, I think, 2022, their budget was $108 billion. 2026, it is $222 billion. The enrollment has only gone up by 1%, not even 1%. So you have $100 billion difference right there. And I'm willing to say that $100 billion of that's fraudulent.
I noticed at first when you and others and O'Keefe were exposing stuff, the governor acts like he's for investigating it. But now we know he's been wiretapped. It's leading back to him and Pelosi.
Yes. And now they're creating legislation to try and make it illegal to expose fraud.
The Stop Nick Shirley Act.
Yes. The attorney general's wife, Mia Bonta, has created this bill called AB 2624. It's been dubbed the Stop Nick Shirley Act because it was only created after I'd exposed widespread fraud in the Somali population and the Armenian population in L.A. And they use immigrant communities. This is what I don't understand about the left, is the politicians they support use immigrants and they use low-income individuals. They use them to commit their crimes, and they use them for votes, obviously.
Well, they're cutouts, and I mean, that goes back a long time, because if people don't play ball, they could deport them.
Yeah.
And also, they're usually disadvantaged. So that's something they've done for over 100 years.
Yeah, they've been doing it forever, and now they want to specifically make it illegal to expose fraud inside of immigrant communities or anybody that provides support towards immigrants.
When I read the bill, let's come back. Maybe we can pull up a section, but you show it in one of your reports. I actually played at the start of this hour. And it just point blank says, if you go show a public building, if you go talk about them, and they give you notice, you have $4,000 fine, all this other stuff. It literally bans investigative journalism. Hour number three, straight ahead with the mighty Nick Shirley, at Nick Shirley on X. Find him on YouTube. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call, and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3000.
3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price, price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation, email. You call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Talked to Nick Shirley before he came on today, other than text messages. I've been asking him to come on for a while, then he was able to come on a few weeks ago, then I had a family emergency. But he's in town, so he's here. He's about to fly out on another secret mission. But he dropped some major news on me during the break. Some stations don't carry this first five, so we're going to drop this big news on you next segment and play some of these key clips. And I wish he could stay for the whole show, but he's got to get out of here to the airport. Luckily, we're only about 10 minutes away, though, and get on that plane. So Nick, you were trying to say a lot of stuff. I was interrupting, as I always do, because there's so much to hit. A big picture, how are you feeling about Doge? You know, it's kind of phased out now, but still moving forward. You're kind of unofficially at the heart of Doge with the intelligence, you know, in exposing what's happening in the eyes and ears. How are you feeling overall about the Trump administration right now?
Specifically Doge, I think that was amazing. And the good thing about Doge is now, even though it's kind of been dissolved, I think Doge still is a thing. But a lot of those individuals are now working inside of different departments, and they know actually how to go after that. For instance, you have people inside Treasury that were from Doge. You have people inside of other groups that were with Doge. So that is very good. And it's making it harder for fraud to get committed. And especially with like the new fraud task force. Like right now, I've been specifically focusing on obviously the fraud, the open borders I was very heavy on. And
human trafficking,
like it's horrible what happened. And I think the Trump administration is doing amazing on those topics. I'm not a expert on the topics of like Iran or Israel or those issues. So I don't really,
Your lane is big, and it's the 250 mile an hour race you're in right now. Absolutely. Well, and Trump doesn't get enough credit. I mean, they have arrested hundreds of Chinese spies. They have arrested hundreds of other spies. That hits the news and is gone. And just your investigations alone, I've seen hundreds of indictments around the country, in Minnesota, you name it, and then it doesn't get attention. So we're seeing a lot more action from the feds under Trump, and we're seeing a lot of action on what you discovered.
Yeah, so I'm very happy with the Trump administration. Like, I think they are focusing on a lot of things. I did think, like, maybe that first year, it takes a while for things to actually start happening. That's what people don't understand, like.
Congress tried to block all his appointments.
Yeah, it's just not like an overnight switch. So I'm really excited for these next 2 years.
And I just threw out a number. I can't keep track of it, but you're investigating, they've indicted now hundreds of Somalis, hundreds of people in Michigan, a bunch in California. I can't keep track of it. Do you have any idea how many they've indicted?
A lot. I mean, like in Minnesota alone, they had the biggest autism bust of all time. They're finding all these daycares. Since I posted that video, over 30 daycares have been shut down. They've just opened up an investigation of 430 daycares inside of Minnesota.
Wow. So it's just expanding. And I see stuff all the time as I scan the news where, you know, deputy head at DHS busted, Border Patrol busted, FEMA top executive stealing $30 million. I mean, they are indicting a lot of people.
Yes, a lot. No one was really talking or looking this stuff before I made that video. And that's what's been really cool, is to see like the reaction and
it's crazy how Musk gives them all the numbers and a bunch of proof, and they go, "You're stealing the Social Security from people." But meanwhile, you go show the actual fraud. That's why grassroots is so important.
Yes, super important, because I think it also highlights the effect that a person, a citizen, can have on the country. Because that video has quite literally been the most impactful video by legislation in the history of America. Since that video was created, over 30 bills in Congress have been created, and some have been passed.
Wow, you know, they say the jungle caused a bunch of laws to be passed, but you're right. You probably have bigger than Uncle Tom's Cabin and what it did. There's all this famous things that changed the world. That one group of stories you did is hands down had the biggest effect ever when it comes to fraud. That's got to feel good.
Yeah, it does feel good, and it will have the biggest impact on everyday citizens as well, because that's going to help our tax dollars actually get put to use. And when a politician says, hey, we need to raise our taxes, we all know it's a complete lie now. They actually don't need more money. A lot of the money just goes towards fraud, obviously.
Like you said, California's roughly double the amount they're spending on that healthcare fund. And you said, like, they've gone up in enrollment 1%?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
It's absolutely insane. And I remember just looking at these numbers, and I'm not some crazy mathematician or I didn't even go to college. I got an associate's degree. That's it.
But you're a man of action.
Yes, I'm a man of action, and I actually look into things for what they are. I don't come with some bias.
That's another thing. Everything you've said, if anything, has been dialed back and restrained. You've not been exaggerating. You are just, I'm kissing your ass because it deserves it. You're the prototype of what's going to save this country and the world. Nick Shirley, back in 60 seconds with your big exclusive announcement. Stay with us, viewers.
Fellow Americans, I'm back. The Nixon 28 collection is now available, and I must say, it looks tremendous. Go to the AliceJonesStore.com and pick yours up today. You'll be glad you did. Ultimate Power Drink Mix. The fantasy is real, and it's delicious. Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so we've set the ground table here, about the amazing things Nick Shirley's doing. Now it's the model of success against tyranny. All these huge new investigations finding hundreds of millions of fraud that leads into billions. But then you dropped huge bombshells on me during the break about what Congress people are telling you at the USC fight, that you are about to do something very big at a very important committee on Thursday. This is exclusive.
Wednesday.
Make sure they say Wednesday. Sorry. So you're about to testify Wednesday. Tell us about it.
Yes, I'll be testifying in the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, talking about what I've seen and more so representing Americans in the fight against fraud, because it is so big, and so many people are being defrauded by these fraudsters across America. And it's not just in blue cities or these big cities or these blue states. It's in all of America, in all 50 states. It just happens to be that the most amount of money that's being defrauded is inside of these big blue cities.
Now, is that Senator Paul that invited you to speak?
Yes. I'll be testifying, so should be interesting.
Have they given you the specifics? You've done so many investigations, so many areas.
Not really. It's just been. I'm just gonna be talking about fraud in general, about what I've kind of uncovered here inside the United States. Because before then, there wasn't this war on fraud. I mean, Elon did his best effort, and they burnt down his factories. They even bombed a Tesla.
A bunch of Teslas,
and so. They had massive protests or anything like that.
They blew up some and burned some here in Austin.
Yeah. The crazy thing is the government had the opportunity to have the smartest man, most successful man, and the richest man of all time to help them. And they denied it. And they villainized him.
They were threatened by it. But I know Elon's boosted your stuff, but he's obsessed with not the country not going bankrupt. Because he says, I need a stable country to operate out of. A truly wealthy person wants to rise all the ships, or they sink together. Rising tide raises all ships, Kennedy said. And these other elites just don't think like that. What's your money worth if there's no infrastructure to have it in? It's the people's wealth is your wealth. But he's got a really... appreciate you, because you carried the ball on his work further than anybody individually.
Yeah, and I really appreciate Elon, because of all he's done for humanity. I mean, giving us X was probably the greatest gift he could have given all of us.
And that put Trump over the top.
It leveled out the playing field for all social media to actually give us freedom of speech. We can have freedom of speech in the public, but if we don't have it on the internet, what is it?
People forget the massive control. I mean, we couldn't get anything out except at our one website and our little video site. And we were getting tens of millions of views on some videos because it was the only place you could go. But, I mean, we had to literally build our own thing, and then it was under attack. They tried to deplatform it, tried to take the bandwidth away. I mean, it was, and then that's just us. But people forget the hell we went through till X, and then now it became the number one in the world news source, and now it's forced the other platforms to back off on some of the censorship.
Yeah, it really backfired on all of them because now people who were never involved in the politics are now involved because all of our hands were forced into it. Like people that would never even talk on certain subjects are now talking on it. Now people are literally moving out of California. Very successful people are leaving California because of politics. And we've never really seen that happen.
California is a beautiful state, but there's no way it's not going down.
No. Yeah. I mean, it's functionally bankrupt.
Unbelievable. You got approached by a congressman. You said you're willing to tell the story at the UFC this weekend.
Yeah, it was interesting. When I went to the UFC fight at the White House, a congressman came up to me and he said something that I had never really thought about. And he said to me, he's like, thank you so much for your work. And I just want to let you know that because of all the fraud that you've exposed, that essentially like the war on Iran has been free because of you. Because of all the money that I've helped recoup and expose and the money that's going to be saved in the future is in $200-300 billion. It's in hundreds of billions of dollars. Like this will not just impact this year. It's going to keep making impacts for hopefully for the future.
That's kind of a backhanded compliment though. Son, you saved $300 billion and we used it for bombs, but good job.
Yeah,
our entire war, son, your savings helped the Emperor built the Death Star.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, but it did just put it into perspective.
No, it's great what you did. What they did with the money is their issue, but yeah.
Yeah, very interesting perspective. I was like, I've never thought about that. But, I mean, if you think about it, for the years to come, the changes that they're making will impact next 10 years.
And the legislation that's been passed, well, it's got to be done. But, see, the Democrats, as you know, Clark and Bevin, which is their official plan, they want to bankrupt us to blame capitalism. So we have Mondami. Did you see the photo? We'll put it on screen. In Denver, the Democratic Socialists of America, and they're almost all wearing masks and have like purple and green hair and look like space aliens.
Yes.
Still wearing masks in 2026, 6 years later. I mean, this is a cult of idiot. I mean, look at these people. And they all think they're going to get something free.
Well, it's because they don't actually believe. Look, I said it right there. If you truly believe in what you preach, you should never have to wear a mask.
Yeah, because you take the shot, you can't get COVID, you can't spread it, even though that's not true.
Yeah, well, and the reason why they wear that mask is because they're actually not proud of what they believe in, or they don't actually believe in it 100%. They're just following the crowd.
Well, I'm sorry. Look how helpless they all look in the eyes and, like, unhappy. I'm not trying to be mean. Remember all the Pfizer people that said, oh, I took the shot, and they all look like aliens that sucked their brains out or something?
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, I can't even do it. It's like...
You're funny, Alex. But, yeah, these people, like... what they're being told, I promise, is they're being told, hey, wear a mask because that way you won't get doxxed. They're like, whoever's running DSA is telling them, hey, wear these masks. It's the same thing they do at the protest, so that way they don't get scrutinized or they don't get people to come after them.
Exactly.
But they do the exact opposite thing. They literally dox anyone who is...
Yeah, now everybody wants to know who they are, and it's easy to find out.
Yeah, that's why they wear the mask. Because they're afraid for people to know what they actually believe in.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. They go, less than 1/10 of 1% have 90% of the wealth, and it's almost all those billionaires are globalists setting this up to control them. They don't even understand that Google has deals to not pay any taxes, and that Elon is the only billionaire that pays these huge taxes, which, again, is true. He, like, volunteered 1 year to pay, like, $40 billion or something. It's like, this is insane that they literally believe they're going to get a free lunch. Mondami, you're all going to have free buses. And then he doubles the prices. I mean, it's like, come on, guys.
Yeah, he talks about giving government-run grocery stores in his first year, and now it just announced in 2029 will be the first one. Like, everything they promise is not coming to fruition. And New York City rent just hit an all-time high. I thought the freezing the rent would lower that, they said. But it didn't, obviously.
Look, people say communism's failed. It's incredibly successful for the tyrants that run it. They know it's nothing but a slave system.
Well, you know I went to Cuba.
Yes, that was incredible.
To show people what communism was actually like. And that video on its own, like, I could talk about that for a very long time.
Oh, I watched it. It was incredible.
Because we've heard so long that communism's not that bad. We've had left-wing propagandists go with the government of Cuba to show people what's actually happening in Cuba. They're they're talking about how nothing's wrong in Cuba. Meanwhile, they're charging their phone on a generator. And I go and show people what's actually happening in Cuba. I instantly get followed by a Cuban spies. A two-star communist general comes to my hotel room when I'm trying to leave at 4 a.m. And there's no freedom of speech. And people are suffering and dying. And I'm wondering, okay. And then people blame on the embargo the United States has had on Cuba. Well, if you've been underneath embargo for 60 years, I believe at this point, you think you'd be able to figure it out by then. But because of communism, they've had no way to innovate for these past, since 1950.
And all they have is like 57 Chevys. And I saw your videos. There's barely any cars at high noon driving around. There's no fuel.
There's no gas. I don't even know what's going on there now. Like, I can't even imagine what's going on there right now.
Well, that's communism for you. Well, I can't wait till see you Wednesday. Is it all day or is it the morning? Or
In the morning. It'll be in the morning. Should be interesting. We're going to see how it goes. We'll see if any Democrats show up. Last time I testified, only two Democrats showed up to the hearing, and not a single one of them asked me a question.
Well, that's because they know they're going to look like idiots when they try to attack you.
Yeah, well, and it just like shows that they're complicit in this fraud. They know it's happening.
Complicit? They run it.
They operate on the fraud. If the Democrat Party did not have fraud, they would not be able to operate.
You're absolutely right. And speaking of that, one of the only Republicans that's heavily involved in it was Lindsey Graham as the bag man for USAID and State Department money to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all those groups. I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but have you seen the reports about, you know, Lindsey Graham and all the bag man for the Islamist groups?
Yeah, I saw he died. I don't really know much about him, to be honest.
Well, you know he liked Disney World and the bubble wand.
I did see that one, yeah.
So before he died, at least he got to spend 3 days by himself following children around with a bubble wand. That's pretty normal.
Yeah, that was an interesting photo.
I'm sure my family at 52, I said, Mom, I'm going to Disney World by myself 3 days, and they saw him with a bubble wand walking around, they'd probably have some problems with me.
They'd probably put you in a center if that happened.
They'd probably want to see what's on my hard drives.
Yeah.
That's not a very...
It was very strange, too. I mean, he was just in Ukraine as well, like he was with Zelensky.
He was there the morning before he died. Pentagon sources say it's a cover story and he got blown up over there, but I don't know if that's true.
Really?
Yeah, that's what Larry Johnson's saying.
Interesting. I hope it was a heart attack, but I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
Well, I mean...
There's so many conspiracy theories right now.
We don't know what to believe because we've been lied to so much. So let's talk about your latest coup. As you're breaking stuff multiple times a week, tell us about the adult daycare scam and this guy that you confront who gets really upset at how much money you've discovered here.
Yeah, so in Flushing, Queens, you have these adult daycares for the Koreans and the Chinese, and they're ran by the Korean and Chinese mafia. If you ask any of these daycare owners who's actually the owner, very many of them didn't know who the owner was. But I did talk to one of the owners, and I go and confront him, and what he had was an adult daycare on the second level of this building.
And that's an elder care thing?
Yes, it's an adult. So, Alex, so they're basically these adult daycares. They operate from, like, I think, like 8 to 12 p.m., and they receive millions of dollars. This adult daycare specifically had received, in 2024, there's 7,800 patients. They billed the government $12.8 million. And I go and confront them about these numbers. I said, well, where are the patients at? And they cannot justify any of the numbers. In fact, they just start yelling and screaming. But I knew that this was the fraudulent daycare because the daycare I had went to before said they're losing all their clients to this business because they're giving kickbacks to the clients, to the patients.
Just to have a few people as a cover.
Yes.
Because like we saw with the Somalis, they started, putting ads in the paper. We need kids to come act like they're in a school. Remember that?
Yes.
And then they would, shoot videos. Look, we've got kids in here.
Mm-hmm. And because all the fraudsters are on high alert right now across the United States. So I don't know if I would have came to this location pre-December if there would have been adults inside these adult daycares. But we're paying for them to play ping pong, do tai chi, dominoes, and other board games.
I kind of want to go to an adult daycare. I just people bring me food and I play ping pong all day.
Honestly, it's like a YMCA. It's like we're paying for play dates for the elderly.
Well, I mean, I've had some. My grandmother, she's dead now. My grandparents are dead, but she didn't want to go to a nursing home at first. So for 4 or 5 years, I paid for a lady to come, you know, in the morning a few hours a night, and I had some money, but it was still a lot of money. And that pisses me off that I'm paying to send a nurse over here, and these people are getting it all. Well, they're not even getting it free. It's a scam.
Yeah, they're actually making money to go there because they get a kickback. So that's how much money they're able to bill. So for each client, they billed, I think it was $1,600 for 7,000 people. So it came out to more than $12 million. And so each one of those clients, if they bring in a friend, then they get a referral pretty much on that friend that comes in, and each person gets a kickback. So say you bring in 10 friends and save $20, you're going to get $200.
And I saw your reports, a bunch of others that went out and not copied you, went out and found other things around the country. I even saw them admitting it, some of the parents. It's not a lot sometimes with the Somalis. It's like, oh, put your kid here, I'll give you $200 a week.
Yeah.
So, and there's just, so it's literally just to have a few, but you're like, where's the 7,000 people? Oh, we got three. But it looks like there's nobody here.
Well, and these people, for instance, like the Somalians, they actually don't need that money to live. They don't need that much money to live because a lot of them are already on welfare. So they're receiving food stamps. Like 81% of them are already on welfare. They're receiving food stamps, their housing.
Yeah, people don't know that, like, most of these foreigners, particularly the Muslims, like, it's almost 90% in Europe never get a job. They just stand around in their nightgowns saying, Durka Durka, we're the superior people. You will live under Sharia law. And they just sit around on welfare all day and get raped and stabbed, and, you know, in the afternoon.
Yeah, and that's why they're able to run these scams, because they actually don't need that much money. They need $100, $200. A week to operate, because they're already getting everything subsidized to them, whether it's a food stamp.
Or and then a lot of the Muslims, particularly, they run side hustles.
Yeah. Yeah. You know better than I do.
Well, they say under Sharia law that anything they do to an infidel, they can have your daughter as a sex slave. They can sell you drugs. They can kill people because you're subhuman. That's how they had harems, the kidnapped Europeans. You know, sure, but oh, the Arabs have these things full of naked women. We have sex slaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about. And actually, that's the reason why I figured out about what was happening in Minnesota after I went to the United Kingdom and had done a video on the rise of Islam. I started looking at that. I said, well, where's that happening here inside the United States? And everyone already knew about Dearborn, Michigan, and I kept hearing about Minneapolis. So I went to Minneapolis to make this video on the rise of Islam. And then people, when I got there, my fans were like, finally, somebody's here to make a video on the fraud. And from that point on, from June till December, I was looking for all the information I could get on that fraud. And it's also, they kind of did a thing that made me mad when I went to Minnesota the first time. Is a gang of Somalis inside of Cedar Riverside, they jumped me and my mom. I was with my mom, and she was filming the video. They jumped my mom, took the camera, and then they were about to punch me. And yeah, I got very, like...
Remember when Sordor got run over by the car?
Yeah, just like the way they don't have any respect towards anyone, especially women. They don't respect them at all. Especially in that part of Minneapolis, like, there's no respect for the woman, and I'm like, that's obviously wrong.
Totally sick. And then the feminist leftists love that.
I do not understand how the left accepts that, because they actually are quite literally against everything that the left believes in.
Well, because they hate the West so much. So here's a clip of this. You got hours of this on your YouTube site and on X at Nick Shirley with two Ys. But here is clip 16. Nick Shirley uncovers an adult daycare, and there's none of the elderly there. There's just what guys that look like central casting of Asian gangsters kind of bowing up to you. Here it is.
Because then we were doing like some numbers, and it said you guys made like $12.9 million in 2024, and which is a lot of money, and then like $2.1 million for transportation companies. So like you guys billed $12.9 million, and then out of that $12 million, 10 was for adult daycare and 2 was for transportation.
Yes.
And so they're saying they're giving kickbacks.
No, we don't. So where? Who told you that?
Well, the other daycare, because they didn't want to give us kickbacks.
Yeah, because we don't offer kickbacks.
No kickbacks.
No kickbacks.
Do you think it's true that a lot of these daycares are, like, committing fraud?
I heard some other daycares are doing fraud, but we don't do fraud thing.
Gone to daycare? Where did I come from?
Yes.
Oh, I come from around here.
Yes.
We're just concerned about where our tax dollars are going, so... And how come you guys are the daycare that receives the most amount of money here in Flushing, Queens?
We have a lot of members.
How many members do you guys have?
I don't have to tell you.
Because here it says you guys have 7,899.
Where did you get this information?
Oh, it's actually from the public databases of CMS and HHS.
Do I have to tell you the number?
But this place doesn't look like it can hold 7,000 people.
Can I have an ID or something? You're asking me some about...
Well, this is public information because it's public tax dollars that you guys are receiving.
I don't have to tell you, right?
Yeah, but do you guys have 7,000 members, for instance?
No, we don't have 7,000 members.
Okay, well... That's what it says. You have 7,899 in 2024, and then
no.
So that's not true.
7,000
members? Yeah. So you guys are you guys overbilling then? Because you guys are getting paid per patient $1,600, and that's how you guys got $12.9 million in 2024.
I don't know how they calculate, but I don't remember all the numbers.
But did you have 7,000? I think you'd remember if you had.
We don't have 7,000 members.
So how can you guys build for 7,000 people?
Do I have to tell you?
Well, you like $12.9 million on 7,000 patients, and you say there's not 7,000 patients. Are you committing fraud? Like, are these numbers wrong?
Please, sir.
$12.9 million? That's a lot of money.
Leave.
$12.9 million. All right, we will leave. You could have just answered the questions. Now,
I said I don't want to.
People are going to be wondering if you committed fraud.
I said I don't want to, but why you keep asking me? I said I don't want to tell you the information.
Well,
and why?
These are taxpayer dollars, so.
So what? So I don't have to tell you the.
We're sick of people defrauding our taxes.
How did that?
This guy received $12.9 million, and right here it says they had 7,899 patients.
We then left, and the same guy came downstairs.
And then it goes on from there. You've got to take back a rental and get on a flight or you would stay. But you've promised to do like a commercial-free longer show. I'm going to go on your show. And I just can't wait, brother.
I'm excited, Alex. Yeah, you've been somebody I've watched for a long time. And that Joe Rogan episode you did really opened up my eyes to a lot of things.
There's so many clips we didn't get to. Well, but we've got a few minutes here. But just finishing up with this. This is already, this is going to be in Congress, I would imagine, on Wednesday. So these guys are not going to be too happy.
No, yeah. I mean, think about it. I'm like a fraudster's worst enemy because not only do I show what's happening, it's been proven time and time again that they're committing fraud. Like the welfare fraud here in the United States is unbelievably large. And now people are starting, these fraudsters are starting to get caught. And they can't hide the information that they used to commit the fraud from when Biden was in office, because Biden opened up the floodgates. You have to remember that he made it harder for people to even look into the fraud. And so, like that number, those numbers were 2024. Imagine what they did in 2025. And now they're kind of getting hushed down.
We've got an Ed Martin thing where you get into Biden and how scared Fauci was. But I'm going to hit that after you leave and a bunch of other news coming up when I go back to the other studio. But I was sitting there talking to you in the break about you need to expand. I know you got a little security now. You need to get more editors. You need to get an operation like we have. And he said, well, we don't have the money. And I'm like, well, how do you make money? Let me guess, T-shirts. Well, you got to plug them. So I asked you, he's not even going to do it himself here. Anti-Fraud Club. What's the URL?
Antifraudclub.com.
Antifraudclub.com, antifraudclub.com. And it's all the cool stuff I see you wearing. It's available there.
Yeah, all the Leering hoodies. There's other stuff there.
America 250.
America 250 stuff.
And folks, if you don't bet on people that kick ass and expose and save you hundreds of millions of dollars, then you're not betting on yourself. I mean, if you want a free country, support the AlexJonesStore.com, support that URL as well, because see, even I follow you a lot. Didn't even really pay attention to that. Yeah, where do I? Obviously, I'm going to order one of these hoodies.
I'll send you one, Alex. I'll send you one.
Quality? No, I'm going to get one. I'm going to support you.
The Quality Learning Center. There's even an option to donate on the site as well, because a lot of people just want to donate. So, antifraudclub.com.
Well, we got to get you. You know, how big's your team now?
I got a security guard, and then I still edit and film most of my videos. So I probably have about 3 to 10 people, depending on the project.
But a lot of them just come in for a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is great, but you need I'm serious. You need to have like James O'Keefe, you know, and of course they came after him when he exposed Pfizer creating new viruses. But I mean, you're drafted, bro.
Yeah, we're working on it. But the reason why I've been so successful is because the team has been so small.
No, I get it. I get it.
I do need to expand.
Lean and mean.
Yes.
Lean fighting and machine.
Mean. Exactly.
Well, obviously the team, you're the director, not that many more people, but let me guess. What do you got? Like 3 full-time people?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need 6 or 7 full-time. I mean, we don't have that many. We do a lot of live shows. We've got like 10 people now, and then we got a few writers and stuff and other things, maybe like 15.
Mm-hmm.
We need them. They're working 7 days a week.
Yeah, you got to keep the team lean and mean and make sure that everyone is always focused on something.
Well, I'm planning to expand with a bunch of reporters, people who can run their own operations, other hosts. We're going to do like a late-night show that I won't host, but I'll be a guest on. We're going to have like Jimmy Carson. I mean, if they thought they were going to shut me up, don't worry, brother. We're not going anywhere.
Well, Alex, you work extremely hard. I was just here for the last hour and a half, but everyone is talking about, I was wondering, how does Alex do all this? And you're nonstop.
Whenever I get on X,
you're on there. I'm like, how is this guy doing it? It's amazing.
Well, we got to do it. These people are trying to kill us.
It is true.
People are like, you should give up. The CIA is coming after you. I'm like, I'm going to fight harder. You know?
Exactly. You have to. You literally have to.
Well, Nick, we love you, at Nick Shirley with two Y's. And again, what's the URL one more time?
Antifraudclub.com.
There it is. Antifraudclub.com. And they got so many great things there. And then you're funding the Second Amendment Revolution worldwide, folks. You are right beside Nick when you do that. We'll be back. I got masses of news straight ahead. Nick, we love you.
Alex, you're the man.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system. Even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com and talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial, and this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You're the United States pardon attorney.
Yes, sir.
Just before Biden left office, literally a few hours before, he started signing a lot of pardons.
Correct. Well, one of those, sort of. The Otto Penn started signing a lot of pardons. Go ahead. Yeah.
And one of those people was Anthony Fauci.
Yes.
What's the truth about?
Well, look, I mean, one
Anthony
thing,
Fauci's pardon.
Well, one thing you started out, let me just explain to folks. The pardon power is in the Constitution, and it basically says, I'm summarizing, the president can pardon anybody he wants for any reason he wants. There's not a procedure set up. There's not a system. It's really a very, the founders knew that there were times where you needed to write something that was wrong or do something you wanted, and that's what they gave him. So is that anything, any president can pardon anybody? With regard to the end of a term, Biden was in a rush down the stretch, or his staff was, and they were pardoning all kinds of people. They did all kinds of commutations at the last minute, all with the auto pen. The only signature on pardons that you see with a wet pen is Hunter Biden, which was signed at Thanksgiving. All the rest are auto pen, which is begs another question. But most importantly, you can see, and these are email exchanges where Fauci, Dr. Fauci's lawyer is saying, will there be pardons for Fauci? And then in the morning of January 20th, and just in time for the change of the presidency, Fauci got his pardon. And you have to accept, under American law, the one thing the Supreme Court has said is you have to accept the pardon. So Fauci immediately had his lawyer say, I accept the pardon, and sent that in. So they were very aware that they needed that, and they wanted it.
Well, it's happening. My daughter, Charlotte, my oldest daughter, is going to marry Nick Shirley.
Is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
He'd be a good son-in-law. I can tell they were hitting it off in there. Uh-oh. Bunch of little baby Shirley's running around here. Kind of joking, but I'm kind of not. I actually had Deuce start shooting video while we were talking about it, and Charlotte got mad and grabbed the phone. I'm going to see if she lets us air it. You know what? I'm not bragging. The famous Alex Jones, I'm not bragging. I just feel really good that about 80% of the activists we have on say that I partially woke them up or entirely woke them up and inspired them to fight tyranny, because time's running out here, folks. And Nick Shirley, what a great guy. So amazing. Done so much. Just continues to knock it out of the park. And then he gets all the same criticisms I get. You could do this better. You should go do this. You should go do that. Oh, what's Nick Shirley doing in Cuba? He's with the CIA to overthrow it. And the guy, I used to follow his stuff in high school when he was exposing leftists at the high school and the lockdowns. It's like, you know, these are true grassroots people, and you could go out and do what Nick Shirley's done. He does most of it with his mother because he can trust her and she watches his back. He has three full-time people, his mom and his security guy. And he needs more than one security guy. And I'm like, hey, how do you make money? Oh, we sell shirts, but why don't you plug that? And speak of that, let me do that right now, and then I'm going to get into all the news. And I'm going to open the phones up on first-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree. But if people call in about I'm just going to tell you, this keeps happening. If you call in about, sovereign citizen stuff, and I'm not calling you a sovereign citizen. I know that's the term the cops use and the feds, but that's what the general public knows what that term means. I'm not going to have a 10-minute debate with you about how I'm not doing things properly with the sovereign citizens. I interviewed all the real guys, and they're talking about Red Beckman and all the rest of them. And I do intend to get back to basics more and more on the show. I'm still going to cover breaking news and things, but I'm going to do whole things on the Federal Reserve and Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones and how the legal system works and admiralty law and, the different types of courts, and people are getting real education in Article III courts right now. That is all super important. But also, I'm trying to stop the Israelis taking over the Pentagon and our intelligence agencies in the current Defense Authorization Act. I'm trying to stop this war that we knew would be a total disaster. The Strait of Hormuz shut, destroying the world economy. Time's running out. I'm trying to get good people elected. I'm trying to keep the border secure. I'm trying to keep pressure on Trump to do the right thing. I'm trying to have all these guests on to boost what they're doing. And I've noticed when I say total open phones now, I'll get like out of 10 calls, 2 wanting to debate me about the stuff. So let's just say this. Not my field house, not my roundhouse, not my building, not my thing, because I know too much about it. And I know that 90% of it, is people going off half-cocked and getting themselves in trouble. A lot of what the sovereign citizen type groups say is true. And they all want to argue. I'll always ask them, well, if you don't say sovereign citizen, what do you call yourself? Well, I really don't have a name for it. We're having debates about that. Okay, great. Go have your, thing at the cafeteria or at the library every Wednesday night. And, 10 of you show up and you all argue with each other. I've been around the block, baby. I've been fighting for 35 years in politics and on the street. I've been on air 32 years. I've been to more sovereign citizen meetings than most of you have. I know all about it. I can finish your sentences for you. So I'm just, that little jag out is that I'm not discussing that on my show, except when I intend, I'm looking for some guests, and I even ask people, who do you think? Well, this guy isn't exactly right. He doesn't have it all right. And I'm just like, I give up. I'm like, okay, who do I have on? You? Who are you? It's like, send us show tips. There's a show tips at alexjoneslive.com. Tell me who you want me on, and I'll start every month doing 2 or 3 hours on it. It's important. We need to expose it. More importantly, I want to expose how the system's a fraud, how the government's running over your rights, and how you need to learn your rights pro se. But that is still a pretty big deal. Oh, look at this. Look at this photo right here. This is great. There's Charlotte with Nick Shirley. I look like some kind of chipmunk or something. Oh, my goodness. It's weird getting old. I don't mind getting old, but, God, I look ridiculous. I look like Ming the Merciless meets Lex Luthor. Combine that together and you get what I am. So just having some fun there. But any subject you want to discuss, any topic you want to raise, if you want to call in about that, you can too. I'm just not going to debate you and get into the weird arguments. You just instantly want to argue like we're lawyers. I'm not doing it. Not doing it with you. So, the number to join us, we'll put it on screen for everybody, and we will take your calls, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642, and we will take your calls. On Lindsey Graham and the wars and Russia and the situation with Iran, and the Strait's been closed, basically, and it's closed again indefinitely, and Trump's talking about ground invasion and total bombardments, and we predicted all of this, so how do we get out of this? And what do you make of the work Nick Shirley's doing? What do you make of all of the different craziness that's happening? And we've only got 20-something days left, 24 days left to get the SAVE Act passed, and then that's not going to happen. So the illegal aliens and the dead people and all the rest of them can vote. A pretty serious situation. And what's going to happen in the midterms? You've got a lot of people like Chris Christie, the never Trumper, predicting that the Republicans are going to lose big time in the House and Senate. Well, I don't like disagreeing. I mean, agreeing with him. But that's what the numbers show, because people are upset about Trump. Now, you notice I had Nick Shirley on, very happy about the fraud investigations. Very happy. That area, Trump is doing way better than Democrats. And so I just call balls and strikes. But I know this, at the end of the day, we should vote for good candidates, and people should get out there and support the candidates that they think are pro-America. And I don't see any Democrats that are good. Are there a bunch of neocon Republicans and stuff? Yeah, there's still some of those. We need to make sure whoever gets in there to go against Graham, like the guest I had earlier that came in second place, Lynch, get in there. And that's what I'm doing, trying to win, trying to move the ball down the field where we can. 512-266-0642. Now, you heard me plugging for Nick Shirley because he wouldn't do it for himself. He at least needs more than one security guy when he's out there on the street and they're trying to kill him. Big fish eat little fish. I want to hire more hosts. I want to hire more reporters. I want to get bigger than InfoWars ever was at its peak of crew and effectiveness and what we were doing 7-8 years ago. To do that, I need your support, and it's an easy commitment. We have the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, really cool knives, the highest-rated gravity-fed shower filters and tabletop filters, the best. These are all things you need, all things that enrich your life. Just shop with us, and my goodness, if you're a VIP, we have the new collectible coin that's close to selling out. 2/3 have sold out, and it's a fundraiser coin. Costs us $67 to mint in Missouri. And for VIPs, it's $69. Don't make any money on that. By the time they ship it from Missouri to Arkansas and all the handling and the costs, we lose money on that. But that's the deal they did. It's not my company. For everybody else, it's $99. So we make like 30-something dollars on that. And the retail's $117.17, 70.76. But that's just the regular price. For everybody that's not a VIP, it's $99.69 for the VIPs, and it's the same thing with the water filtration systems. They're almost selling the new shower heads that are the highest rated, taking out the toxins. They're a few dollars above for VIPs, the cost. That's insane, but that's the type of deals we're talking about. How do you become a VIP? It's just a recurring charge. Cancel one click free in your profile anytime. $30 a month. You get $40 instantly spend the store. Special deals, special offers, and bigger sales on top of everything. A shower head that's 100 is 69. A coin that's 100 is 69. A supplement that's 49 is 35. And that's when there's not a sale. There's usually sales, so it's stacked on top of it. So we have to move a lot of product at this level. And let me explain something to you. We can sell you bovine colostrum that's been homogenized. That means heated up and loses a lot of its factors. We could buy canisters of that for a third of the price ours is, and then have a lower price, sell a lot more, and make more money. But we went and private labeled the top rated one in the country because it's the highest rated. It's the strongest, massive dose per little scoop of it for your hair, your nails, your skin. That's just what you see on the outside. And it's still at a competitive price lower than who we private label it from because I'm only going to give you the best quality. Our colostrum, the best. Our Shilajit, the best. Our Irish sea moss, the best. Our iodine, T3, the best. It's all the best. It all works because I don't want to sell you something that just works a little and then I make more money on that one sale, but I don't sell it to you 100 times. Now, I always just had the philosophy to want to have the best and a good deal. But as I got older, I went, God, that was a great sales strategy. yeah. Again, if you have a restaurant, great service, great ambiance, affordable prices, reasonable, great service, delicious. I want you to come twice a week for the rest of your life. I don't want to sell you one thing. You get food poisoning from it. I want to sell you over and over and over again. And what's that mean? It's like you meet the woman of your dreams. She's gorgeous. She's smart. She's amazing. You want to marry her. You don't want a one-night stand with her. You want her forever. So you can be guaranteed we have a 90%+ reorder rate of these supplements because they work. And those of you out there that haven't gotten them, you are really missing out, ladies and gentlemen. Our information is the most accurate. Our products are the best. I want to be the guy that's the good guy because it makes me sleep good at night, and I like it. And also understand evil. These idiots think evil's smart. They think it's cool. It'll get you ahead up front but destroy you in the end. No, I like being the good guy and not some little limp-wristed good guy, the fire-breathing, gut stomping, crocodile snapping good guy that wants to bang his head up against the tyrant's heads. That's me. I don't like scum. I don't like scammers. I don't like fraud. I don't like people that screw people over. I don't like bullies. What I like is we the people. And I believe in you and I bet on you. And all I'm saying is bet on me. To never back down, to never give in, to never waver. You know, I'm going to tell you this story, and then I'm going to get back on the news and go to your calls. Because I was talking to Sean Johnson while we were lifting weights today. And I was just reminiscing all these people that we see sell out to the Israel lobby that spent $1.3 billion on U.S. talk show hosts and influencers the last year. That's the admitted money they funded in the Knesset for that. Totally illegal. Shouldn't be. It's a foreign government doing that. And I know who's getting the money. You can tell it's the talking points. And I was so sad about some people that used to be good doing it. But I said, you know, I got offered money from this group, that group. You know, all those were off-record meetings, and it's not illegal what they're doing. So if it's a confidence, you know, meeting in confidence, I don't say who. And they don't even do that anymore. And a lot of times they'd say the meeting was about one thing and really be about another. And if I was aligned with any organization or group completely, I had all my freedom to do what I wanted, I would take money from a foundation or some billionaire. But that hadn't happened yet because there's always strings attached. But the frustration is this, and this is something we ought to open the phones up about sometime just on this subject, is what is the lesser of two evils? Is it bad to do that? I never endorsed really any of these candidates other than like Ron Paul and a few others because the Republicans weren't ever as bad as the Democrats. They were so close and in some ways worse. You just couldn't do it. I was just exposing corruption, trying to have a big tent. But overall, people thought of me more as a conservative because I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-national sovereignty. You know, don't like the welfare state, but at the same time, I was anti-war and things like that. But the Democrats really love it. And I was talking about with this person, well, it was Sean, and we were talking about some of the Trump people that he was talking to that were talking to him, some of the Trump family. And without getting into the whole story, it was just basically, man, overall, Trump's done so much good. We bet on him. We feel loyal to him. We want him to do better. And even some of the family, you know, was anti-war and kind of got told to shut up. And so was, you know, Tulsi Gabbard, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and so many others. They got sidelined, even though they've been proven right. But I was like, I didn't take the $50 million right before I got sued by the deep state 8 years ago. Trump had been in office about a year. And they told me, you're about to get sued and attacked by all these groups. Why don't you come work for us and it'll be okay. You get $50 million a year and you can work for us. You'll basically, they didn't say this, but I was like, that's Darth Vader. Like, I'm the form, you know, I'm like the Jedi, best, you know, the best young Jedi or whatever, fighting tyranny. And then I joined the Emperor, and my job was to run a fact-checking site before they'd announced all this, and that I was reformed, and I had this big team, and I would say what was real and wasn't real, because I used to be one of them. And I said to them, I said, I'm not doing that. They said, well, you've made a big mistake. The only time that ever happened where it was on record, because the head of the Kissinger Group was a guest on the phone during the breaks. He was trying to recruit me, and he didn't say this was off record. And John Harmon, who's also, he's the affiliate relations guy, but he also runs the phone system because he's good at that, and sometimes he produces. He's in there right now. He's told the story on air 5 or 6 times. And they were to give me the spiel about, look, you'll be able to influence us some. It's a super class, 3,000 controllers of the world, and we have boards above us. You can move up the boards with that. This is a trilateral commission, basically, a feeder group, Henry Kissinger. And they said, you'll be able to influence the table. You won't get all of what you want, but by working with us, you'll get some of what you want. You'll go nowhere on your crusade. And I'm like, oh, funny. I've heard that before. You want to be a star with us or go on your crusade that's a dead end? And I said, well, I'm not doing it. Thank you very much. And my point is, that's how real this is. So here was the point I was making to Sean Johnson this morning, is that I don't think back and think, man, I should have sold out. Instead, because I love being real and knowing my integrity and really being able to change things and not being watered down, because you start selling out by increment and pretty soon you've sold out to everything. It always starts small and then it's total in the end. That's how evil works. But in a way, I kind of get on Trump more than I even should and spend more time on him than the Democrats, where we should spend time on him, but he's a lame duck. He'll be gone. We should get what we can good out of him, oppose what's bad, but not just obsess and attacking because it's personal. But I realize I spend more time bashing Trump than I do Democrats, but that's been changing because we need to beat these people. I'm just telling you what's on my mind and my heart. Only way I can explain it is just what I'm feeling. It's just so, you know, it's complex. It's a lot there. Is that I do that because here I didn't take money from the globalists, the Democrats, and, you know, all of them. The richest guy in the world at the time wasn't Elon. And that was one of many offers. Roger Ailes and Fox before that, the fake, you know, Republican type deal, but they would control what I said, and I'd be the next Rush Limbaugh and the nightly Fox show and whole nine yards and book deals and all, you know, tens of millions a year. And of course, they were trying to hire me before I was bringing in tens of millions a year, but they knew the potential. And so, and Roger Ailes did my Q scores, which is likability and watchability, and then looked at the ratings numbers on little stations beating big stations. He's like, oh my God, this is going to be incredible. And Limbaugh had a heart problem, was in Hawaii, and was the first time they said, look, he may not be coming back. We need you. And then when I didn't take the job, it was like a New York Post. Jones asked for a job at Fox, but they don't want him. He wants showbiz. They don't want him. It's just, you know, just the way they act. Hilarious. And of course, now you can see the trajectory of what we've done. They were smart. You know, they were really trying to recruit me. But what hit me is I didn't sell out for $50 million a year to serve them. And then I'm getting nothing but lawsuits and attacks supporting Trump. And then he's the lesser of two evils. But at the end of the day, you just become evil doing that. So that's why I spend so much time on Trump, because deep down, I don't want to incrementally even sell out through loyalty to him or through he's a lesser of two evils. But at the same time, it's almost another form of selling out if I'm holier than thou and spend two-thirds of my time bashing Trump, like so many people do that are just pissed off at him, instead of spending at least half my time on the Democrats. So just to describe how my inner dialogue goes on, that's where I'm at. And I think that's something we ought to open the phones with about where are you on Trump? How do you balance that out? Because I pray about it. I think about it. I call it meditate. I sit there in a room for like an hour, at least once a week, going, what's the right moral thing to do? How am I the most effective? Because, God, these Democrats are so bad. And if I go guns a-blazing, people really listen to me. And yeah, maybe Nick Fuentes is right. You know, if the Republicans lose the House and Senate, which they're going to do anyways, they tend to have a better shot of winning the presidential election in 2028. And, you know, J.D. Vance isn't perfect, but he's a lot better than Rubio. But then people go, oh, he's establishment, because that's the story they've put out. And, I, you know, that's the stuff I think about. And then I say I'm not lesser two evils, but then you also got to work with what God gave you. Or do you just say, screw it all, and then you go buy 40 acres somewhere and, you know, a bunch of guns and wait for Armageddon? I mean, I know that's not a winning strategy. I know a lot of people have done that, including members of my family. And then they said, you know, thank God you're out there doing this. This is great. I prayed about this and prayed about this. I didn't know what to do. But, you know, I did what I did and exposed what I exposed, and I'm done with this. Just because they saw how corrupt the system was and how unawake the public was, and they didn't believe there would be change. But then, last time I saw my uncle before he went into a coma, and then I couldn't handle standing around the hospital, and he died like 2 weeks later in a coma, he like grabbed me and he said, I prayed every day because I knew about all this, you know, but I just didn't have a system to be able to break out and do this. You know, I had meetings and, you know, did shortwave shows and stuff. But he said, but I prayed to God. I'm telling you, what was in me jumped in you when you were about 13. And that was the answer to prayer. And then he passed out about an hour later, never talked to him again. So, I mean, this is heavy stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And boy, did he know. He was smart. Oh, man, he'd had a real show. And so was his dad, my grandfather. Whew, they called him eccentric, yeah. He knew all the stuff I knew 50 years ago. And he would sit around the kitchen table and tell you about everything you could imagine. And all he did was read quantum mechanics and engineering stuff and been a prospector and everything else. But my point is that this is a big deal. But remember, we can't know it all. We can't do it all. We've got to ask God to lead, God, and direct us at the end of the day. And just say, God, tell me what to do. Touch my spirit, and I'm going to do what you tell me to do. And that's what God said. God just said, call balls and strikes. Literally just cover what's happening and let them figure it out. And don't sit there like you got to be the judge and moralize and agonize about all this. You just put one foot in front of the other. You just tell the truth of the best information you've got, and I will help give you the discernment. Listen to me and slow down some and be a faithful and true servant, true and faithful servant. And so that's what I'm doing. So people can project this onto what I do or that onto what I do. Or when I say something good about Trump, oh, you got Israeli money. Or when I bash Trump, I got Qatari money. No. When it's good, I cover it and say it's good. When it's bad, I cover it and say it's bad. That's so simple. It's all out in the open. That's what we do. But I can't do it without you. So thanks for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting incredible products at the same time at thealexjonesstore.com. I salute you, I love you, and I appreciate you. We're going to come back in 2 minutes with your phone calls, a ton of news, and more.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go.
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look. Vodka. Potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow! The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, I'm going to your phone calls, and I have a correction to make. And boy, I wish I wouldn't have done this because I don't like pissing people off. And I told Bigley, I said, you're selling the coin it costs? You know, introductory, you're selling the water filters for like $5, what would they cost for VIPs? Yeah. And I said, okay, that's not that smart. I'm not trying to be mean. Well, so they ended that. So you can get the coin for $99 if you're VIP, $117 for everybody else. And it's a fundraiser, so I appreciate your support. It's the same thing with the water filters, because we got to make some money. So there you go, correcting that, because they came in and said, hey, you didn't read the new ads. Oh, sorry. Not on purpose there. Plus, people just get pissed off when they go and see that. Believe me, I didn't do that on purpose. We do have the new shirt I designed. Don't spy on me with the flock camera or whatever cameras it is getting cut down. It's a symbol of civil disobedience, people taking action. And, yeah, I'm in fundraising mode because I want to expand. I want to finish our new studios. I want to hire more people. I want to kick ass. I want to take it to the enemy with everything I got. And thanks for providing that. You're standing right beside us. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Bart, Robert, Vince, No Lock, Caden, Greg, and others, and let's take them in the order they're received. Oh, I guess Bart thought it was a joke or thought I was serious when I was talking about Charlotte marrying Nick Shirley. Or we'll see. I love this. I said, any topic you want. So now we're on arranged marriages. Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad. Go ahead, Bart in Georgia.
Yes, sir. Before I embarrass these two young kids, I really want to talk about T3 iodine. My mother had a stroke about a year and a half ago from these vaccines. I recently got her on this T3 iodine, but put her on it for about a month, and the difference is night and day. So I highly recommend this to someone that's had a stroke. It seems to help improve their condition.
Well, iodine's essential. Most people have deficiencies. It's electrochemical. And so, yeah, brain cells and heart cells particularly function at a higher level when you have enough. And this is the purest iodine out there. Just specifically, this is very helpful people to know. How did it help your mother? What did you witness?
Well, after her stroke, she was calling me by her brother's name and was calling her husband by my father's name. And now she's gotten all the names right.
Beautiful.
She was bounced back to 1975 after the stroke. But this iodine is really awesome. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com/redneck with a capital R. Now I just wanted to say about these two young kids. They look perfect together, and these young kids don't know what they're doing, and the parents know better. But that's none of my business.
Well, it was a joke, but okay, I appreciate your call. It was a joke, folks. Let's go to Robert in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
I'll try to keep it brief. The two topics I wanted to talk about were, I totally agree with you and with Larry Johnson's analysis that Lindsey Graham, he died in Ukraine. The timeline doesn't make sense. He, you know, died from the heart attack or whatever, but it could have been from the strikes and then he had a heart attack, or he could have been poisoned, maybe on the train. no one will really know, but I don't think that he died in Washington, D.C. He died in Ukraine, and the timeline doesn't make sense. And then the second point, I wanted to ask you, what was your opinion about Trump's Truth Social post about the Iranian blockade being on, how we're going to be the guardian of the Hormuz Strait, and then we're going to charge a 20% toll?
I have it here, live updates. Trump says U.S. is reinstating blockade in Iran. I think it's totally delusional. I was planning to get to that this hour. It'll probably take me 5 minutes, so I wanted to go to calls first, but since you raised it, we're 136 days in. Iran can close at any time they want unless he does a total ground invasion of the Strait of Hormuz, which they say will take hundreds of thousands of troops, huge casualties. So this is an unmitigated disaster and gives Netanyahu what he wants, U.S. total entry into total war. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. I think this is the beginning of the Battle of Hormuz. That's what Robert Pape said, Professor Pape, on Mario Nafal's show I was watching earlier, too. This is the beginning of the Battle of Hormuz.
I agree. Is that clip up on Nafal's? Guys, check Nafal's X and see if they've put that up. The Battle of Hormuz has begun. What a perfect way of saying it. I agree. The Battle of the Strait of Hormuz has begun. Anything else, Robert?
Basically, we're doing extortion just like we're...
Hold on, stay there. This is we'll just cover the topic now. This is big. It was up next. Literally, up next on my stack. We'll be right back. And it's all coming to a head now. I know we've talked about this forever, but it's here now, folks. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend.
Do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Nothing can stop me! The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Taking a page out of the Ukrainian playbook, that's a CIA playbook, and now using sea drones to hit Iranian ports. All their ships at the bottom, we've won, regime's been changed, Strait of Hormuz is open, peace deal's done, on my birthday, it's all over, I'm going to totally obliterate them, oh, they're great, we're making deals. And now, Trump is saying we're going to be the guardians of the Strait, we're going to charge 20%, not Iran, and we're going to let our ships through and not theirs. And they're just going to sit there and sink ships, and we're going to bomb them, and it's going to go on for years like Vietnam. And it's going to destroy the economy. And that's where we are. We predicted it. The Pentagon predicted it. Wasn't hard. We were the panickins. We didn't see the beauty of the regime change. And we were talking to Robert in California. He was saying this is extortion. Elaborate on this.
Well, I mean, I totally. Basically, the rest of the world, they're going to side with Iran because they don't want to pay the 20% toll. They're going to say Iran was only charging, what, $1 per barrel? So it's a couple million bucks, whatever it is, but it's not 20%. So they're going to try to go the Iranian side of the route to pay less than 20%. And then this is just going to be escalation. That's basically what I wanted to say. But I just wanted your opinion on his Truth Social post.
I mean, we can put it on screen. I basically just read it to people. And that's what Trump's saying. That we're going to control it and we're going to be the bosses of it, even though he said a month ago it'll be really hard to get control of because they've got all those weapons. These aren't high-tech long-range missiles. They've got tens of thousands, conservatively, small missiles, artillery around there, and they can just blow the living snot out of it forever. So, yes, I would say the battle of the Strait of Hormuz has begun.
Yeah, this is the Battle of Hormuz, and we're going to get bogged down just like Vietnam. They're going to be in their tunnels. They're going to be shooting missiles and drones. We can't get them out. It's going to be like a guerrilla warfare with the Viet Cong. We're going to be bogged down for years.
Great points, sir. I appreciate your call. I'll get into that more, but right now let's go back to calls. Vince in the Midwest, you're on the air on elections and voting. That's coming up in November.
Hey, Alex, it's great getting to talk to you, a long-time listener, first-time caller. I've been listening to you since I was 16, all the way back in 2016, and one of the things that always stuck with me that you said a lot, and you kind of said a little bit less of recently, especially with the whole Trump thing and the Trump movement, is that both parties are two heads of the same snake. And frankly, there's a growing number of people, both left, right, independent, that can see through the binary. And I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on that. And if you still believe that they're virtually the same, indistinguishable from each other, or if you truly do believe now that there is a meaningful difference. Because one of the things that stuck with me the most is your breakdown of the false two-party dichotomy.
Well, that's a long story. I coined the term the false left-right paradigm 30 years ago or so, because back then the Republicans and Democrats were a uniparty at the top, and they got together and basically decided who was going to win where, what was going to go on. They would occasionally fight at the presidential level, but overall the agenda was the same. And then Ross Perot came in and brought up a bunch of legitimate issues. Ron Paul came in, and through the Tea Party, we together, that is the audience, I mean, we're credited by the sociologists at the Rockefeller Foundation and others, that it was Ron Paul and then my audience, not me, that the numbers they did, the studies they did, they, even when Trump won in 2016, they did a study in five battleground states and found that we gave about 4 to 5 points. So it was our listeners and InfoWarriors that pushed the voting over the edge for Trump to win. That's why they hated me so much, giving me credit for it. It was the audience. But at the RNC in Cleveland, a third of the people there, hundred thousand or so, were wearing our shirts. It really freaked them out. We had airplanes in the sky saying arrest Hillary Clinton, Hillary for president. We came in with a huge 1,000-watt pirate radio station on an open frequency and blasted my show. We had sandwich trucks with the big screens on the sides and driving around with powerful videos. It just freaked the left completely out. It was like waving a red cape in front of a bull. And there with Trump, you saw them come after him. You saw his rhetoric alone was anti-globalist, pro-America. That does something real. You saw a bunch of his real actions, no wars. During that period, and you saw better judges than what we would have been in. But then he got sabotaged. People would fight him to his face, and so it was a stalemate. Now they learn to lie to him and tell him whatever he wants to hear. And after that administration and 4 years of war and all in political war, when he went through at 80, you know, he's exhausted and just, you know, gotten to where I don't give a damn attitude, still doing a lot of good, but also a lot of bad. And so, no, we have a real populist beachhead in the Republican Party. 20, 30 years ago, the fourth turning wasn't here. So there wasn't a global awakening. The telecommunications and the internet hadn't gotten to the point they are now. The corporate media wasn't as credited as it was. So the political class was 95% bad guys, not just here, but in most areas of the West. Now you have in every country real patriots winning, being put in prison, being killed, being blocked from running again, whether you're in Brazil or whether you're in Romania, whether you're in France with Le Pen, Marie Le Pen. And then you've got, you know, the Brexit that was internally, you know, sabotaged. And then you've got another real, you know, reform group coming in. So it's a process. We don't come from nowhere to winning in just a decade or two, but now we're decades into this. Now, the fourth turning's here. Globalist documents leak. They say they've lost all credibility. Everything's falling apart. Nobody trusts them. Nobody trusts the WEF, the UN. Nobody trusts BlackRock. All these governments are fighting BlackRock. State governments are winning lawsuits against BlackRock, trying to control their internal politics with their corporate social credit score. So with the public, we've gone from maybe 1% being informed to 30% being informed heavily, maybe another 10% somewhat informed. We're not quite at a majority yet, but there's people are waking up fast. The problem is a lot of those that wake up just get so cynical and say, screw this, I can't believe it's so bad and it's still going forward. Well, these things take time. There's the analogy of Force 10 from Navarone where it's based on composite of true stories. And, where they bomb the dam and it doesn't fall right away. And the demolition guy goes, give it a few minutes. The crack's going to form. It's going to collapse. And it did. And it doesn't matter. Things will be much worse if we don't resist. They will ban the beef. They will put kill switches in all the cars, which they've done. Now we're pushing back. They will do universal basic income. They will ban gasoline cars. They will transgender our sons and daughters. But we're fighting back and pushing them back now. But we can't push, and oh, God, they didn't fully collapse. We just pushed them back 100 feet. Let's give up. Well, they're pushing us towards a cliff. We don't have a choice but to push back. So we should never be naive about Republicans just because they're Republican being good. We should know their voting record and support those that are good, put pressure on those that flip-flop. And it was a false left-right paradigm because 20 years ago there was almost no difference. So we champion those that brought revolutionary awakening to the body politic. Democrats got more corrupt, more out of control. We saw some reform in the Republicans, and it's generally been more conservative parties from Australia to Europe to the UK to Canada that at least have to pay lip service to things and slow down the acceleration of the globalist takeover, which buys us time to inform people even faster and get better candidates and set up alternative businesses, political systems, and operations. We have a sponsor that is how they couldn't deplatform me with banking that does it for a lot of big people. It's a pretty good sized company that goes through hell to do it. I mean, that's a revolutionary thing. Even if you've not been debanked or your company's not political, you should still go and switch to that because you have to build structures that are patriot. We have to get power. We have to get wealth. We have to get infrastructure. So this is a society-wide mobilization we're talking about, but first you got to mobilize the mind to know what's going on. So we're in the middle of a giant populist awakening worldwide, and the globalists have entrenched themselves, but are in a rear guard action. We saw Trump overall maverick for a while, then going sideways, but he just rode in our wave. He is not indicative or some way to be demoralized to believe that we should all just give up because our champion, ended up getting compromised at some level. So we still take the good with the good, the bad with the bad, the bad with the good, as they say. But that's a quick way of saying it. Do you have any comments?
Yes, sir. I apologize if my intro was long-winded.
We're not. There's nothing to apologize. You're a great caller. Sir, please. Specifically, what do you think? I want to know what you think.
Oh, what I think? In regards to the system and voting and everything, I think a lot of people are waking up. I'm even seeing it in my day-to-day life. Nobody really believes in the idea of the representative democracy. They either believe in representative republic or republic in general. They believe in either a democracy or not voting at all. I, for one, am all for an actual republic, but that would mean curtailing the rights to vote and like not doing the whole popular voting BS. As to what you said, I definitely see a mass awakening coming. I just don't see any societal change until we get institutions backed by the Epstein class, AIPAC, this kind of billionaire Zionist banker class out of our, not only our politics, out of our businesses, out of all of our institutions that prevent actual grassroots patriot movements from forming. And until we do that, I can't see any change happening on the macro level. On the micro level, it's happening minute by minute, hour by hour. But I just wanted to say that, and I wanted to say, too, you were a personal hero of mine. Without you, I probably would have gotten the vaccine. If I could have voted, I would have voted in 2016 for Trump. I didn't vote in 2020. I voted for Trump in 2020, I should say, not in 24 for Trump. I didn't vote at all in 24. But I can single-handedly credit you and many people in my social circles to being awakened and saving their lives from a lot of really evil stuff. So I just wanted to thank you, sir, for all the work you do. And I hope that you could keep growing bigger and stronger. And I love Rex. You and Rex are the key parts of my day. I'm in college, and I'm a delivery driver right now. And without you two, I think I'd be going crazy.
Well, I appreciate your kind words, sir, and it touches my heart, Vince, from the Midwest. Thank you so much for letting us be part of your life. My son does his own show, The Gray Zone News with his co-host. And he was guest host for me last night on the Sunday show, so that was a good interview. Let me put bookends on what you just said. People that say, I'm done, I'm not voting, this isn't happening quick enough, you just left a vacuum for the Democrat Socialist of America, the communists, funded by the big billionaires, to come in with all the free lunch promises to people, and we'll end up in Venezuela. Okay? So just remember, people being purists and saying, I'm not getting a pure, perfect, you know, populist utopia over here, then I'm not going to be engaged. You're opening the door for that. And then look at the World Jewish Congress they had 2 months ago and all these other events. They're like, everybody's waking up. People are against what we're doing, taking over their government. We've got to, you know, we're spending billions to propagandize them and it's backfiring. We'll spend more. And I don't want to make it just about Israel, but it's trying to really assert itself during this power vacuum right now because they know the fourth turning's here. With the primarying of politicians, with AIPAC, with the $1.3 billion that they admit to spending, just the Israeli government, not to mention all the other, NGOs and groups. And you've got all the other constellations of NGOs and think tanks and, you know, the things that are going on too. But Israel right now is the lead elephant, you know, in our grill. I mean, I'll use the Lord of the Rings analogy where they're down in there in the mines of Moria and the door knocks down and here runs in a cave troll right at them and with a bunch of goblins behind it. I mean, it's the 20-foot cave troll. It's coming at you with a battle axe. I mean, this is like, I'm like, Israel is like, you know, right at you. And you're trying to get us into total war, just swinging their Johnson around in our face that they're the big boss. I mean, it's crazy. We're the masters of the universe. Everybody else is under us. They're all goy. They're being provocative on purpose. I mean, I turn on Israeli TV, and it sounds like a Nazi channel or something, but from the Jewish perspective. That's not all the Jews, or even most of them. Netanyahu is unpopular, but he uses parliamentary manipulation to stay in power, just like Starmer did, just like Carney's doing right now. And it's just crazy. I mean, you tune into this, and like, of course we're genociding. And we'll control America. They're pathetic. And I saw Pollard going, I always side against the goy. The Americans are, I didn't even play the clip. Like, I'm like, oh God, I can get them. I've got, without even looking, I've got 10 clips of prominent Jews saying the goy are the enemy. And I'm just like, dude, I'm the enemy? Like, God, I've got to, okay. It's like Sneeko. He came out again and said, all of America will be under Islamic rule. We will, and then I'm friendly. No, I didn't mean that. No, we don't, the Quran doesn't say you'll convert or pay the Jesus tax, or be killed. And it's in the Quran over and over again. And now he's chickened out and won't come on the show. I mean, he's just running around with a bunch of Muslims, beating his chest, doing throat-slitting motions, saying, we're taking over your houses, all of your women are ours. And I'm just like, okay, dude, you're the enemy. And I see a bunch of whacked-out stuff out of Israel, and I'm like, okay. You know, how'd that stuff fly before when you start pulling it? Not good. And I'd rather not have this go down this way. So, whatever, but it's cuckoo town. It's absolute cuckoo town. And my point is that the Israel lobby is like, everybody hates us. Everybody's turning against us. What are we going to do? Everything we do turns to crap. Well, we're superior. We'll just fight harder. And we'll set people up and use exploding pagers on Americans. You know, he said, the head of the ADL, he said, we need to use the same energy as exploding pagers on Hamas against Americans that say Israel got us into the war. And they said, we've changed the definitions. If you criticize Zionism, we'll get you deplatformed or even arrested. And I'm just like, oh, that's going to work. That's really nice. So, and there's a paradox of all the foaming at the mouth Muslims going, don't criticize Islam, we're going to get the Jews. And I'm like, yeah, it's all competing power structures. But my point is, in closing, go back to calls, is that the World Economic Forum, the UN, BlackRock, in their own internal papers, their own statements, say we've lost trust. Everyone's turning against us. What are we going to do? The censorship's not working. New pandemics aren't working. Starting new wars. They're rejecting everything. What do we do? And it's like the fourth turning, man. And if you try to insert yourself into the fourth turning and make it like a new World War II, where anyone that doesn't do what Israel says is Hitler, and then we believe we're going to come out on top because you're either Hitler or you're us, and that's 80-year-old paradigm, and the young people go, okay, I'm Hitler. You know any black people, Hispanics, Asians? It's all over the place. They just see that as avant-garde and cutting edge, and he was a Christian, and he was great, and of course they don't know any of the history, not your twisted history that's put out by the left and by the ADL, but the real one, not good. Survival of the fittest, everybody else is scum, subhuman, anti-Christian, wanted to outlaw Christianity, but Hitler was a good Christian man. It's just, it's ignorance reigning. And so all these power structures are in deep trouble. And if they think they're going to brand it, whether it's BlackRock or Israel or the Chi-Coms or any of these people, and go against the whole tide of history, they're on the wrong side of history. I mean, Israel has set itself up as the censor, as the enforcer, as the bully globally, and said, yeah, we censor worldwide. Yeah, we got our Jewish billionaires worldwide. Yeah, we're going to make the goy behave. And if America doesn't stay behind us, you'll be destroyed. You owe everything to us. And then all the surrogates say that, and people are like, what is this? You in the middle of a global awakening, global revolution against corrupt institutions and corporations, have somehow the Jewish leadership inserted themselves in as the enforcer. And, of course, that's the leaders of that wanting this clash, knowing Jews are going to get targeted, and knowing that this demon that's being summoned, that you believe the world Jewry will counter that and somehow win in this big cataclysmic Guderdammerung clash of civilizations. Well, Hitler believed he had to summon a giant war. And if the Germans weren't good enough, they'd fail to be destroyed, and they deserved it. He believed in the Guderdammerung, the twilight of the gods. And the Iranian mullahs believe they've got to summon an end of the world for their Messiah to show up, the 12th Imam. And the Christian Zionists think they're making Jesus come back on this power trip of the thrill of summoning destruction and summoning crisis and summoning war, and believing when our people get crushed and are brought to the edge of destruction, they will rally and they will win. The Nazis, the Israel First, Greater Israel people, the mullahs, the Chi-Coms believe that. And I have a true Christian ethos of promote what's good and decent for every race, color, and creed. Stand up, be measured, fight evil, but don't go out and start fights. Promote good policies that are pro-human, transparent, and decent. Pro-family, transparency, low interest, prosperity for the general public, true egalitarianism, classical liberalism, Thomas Jefferson. I'm a liberal, folks. Now, a liberal believes more guns, more freedom, more property, more rights, more of your money, more responsibility. A liberal today wears a mask because they're in a cult and want to hide their identity because they're communists. They're bandits. And they're all scared and neurotic. And it's their armband. So does something make you more independent, or does something make you more controlled? I mean, look at what Israel's like today. Israel is falling apart. It's not doing great. Was doing great until Netanyahu was going to go to jail. So he funded Hamas, wink, wink, told him go ahead and attack. We'll have a big war, but you'll get more funding. And then he double-crossed him. After Israel set him up in 79, how many years is that? 50-something years? 48 years, whatever? And it's just like at the end of Episode 3, Star Wars, where they've had the Trade Federation finance all these attacks on the home planets so the Emperor can become the dictator. And then he tells Darth Vader, and he says, go to the Mustafar system, kill Viceroy Gunray and all of the other separatists. Take out the Jedi? Good. Now, go take out all of our people that work for us that thought they were going to be running things. They're not going to run nothing. And I'm telling you, I agree with Michael Yon. They're setting up Israel to potentially be sacrificed. They're going to move the new Israel to Argentina and to Ukraine. And if that gets nuked, they'll move it to Argentina. Israel's moving. Their real elites are moving to Argentina. Oh, they're getting ready for nuke. Israel might nuke itself, boys and girls. So if you want to get Viceroy Gundrayed, you just go right ahead. Because that's how this stuff works when empires and new systems are coming in and old systems want to transform themselves into a new system is hundreds of millions usually die. Well, we're a lot bigger population now. Billions will die. Do you want war on the streets? Do you want your electricity out for months? Do you want famine and death? Do you want roving bands of criminals? Because we're inches away from civilization collapsing. When you've got the best men and the hardest working people, you can barely hold civilization together. When you have people actively sabotaging and it falls apart, and Elon Musk has told the elites, you're going to get destroyed in this. You're not going to pose as the saviors. They know you're behind it. Enough people know it's you. They're going to kill all of the elite. And then where's our money and power worth anything if you've destroyed everything, dumbasses? Listen to Musk. Listen to me. Stop now to the globalists, to Israel, to the Islamicists, the Chi-Coms. But you're not going to listen, are you?
And a microscopic tag being implanted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that.
And often they're things you don't know what to do with. UBOs, they're called unidentified bright objects.
Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
Who's got the brain that's going to be most susceptible to a particular kind of manipulation?
So the point is, they've been obsessed with this. It's going on. The COVID shots implanted the matrix, graphene oxide to grow. It's now being scanned. It's now being read. They were putting chips in the troops 30 years ago. The revolution's already here is what you're saying, Jesse Beltran.
These are just chips on a size that you can no longer see. They're nano size. One's 2,000 times the width of a human hair. The graphene oxide, the silicon-based materials that have been in, we know for a fact that they were in the mRNA. We know that Dr. Ido Bachelet signed a contract with Pfizer in 2015 when he did that TEDMed talk with a trillion robots in a 1cc syringe, and how he teaches his students how to, once they're in a host, how to control them with RF emissions.
And you heard Collins saying 21 years ago that, oh, yeah, when we're doing scans, we find all these chips, these bright objects, ha, 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 wonder who put them there. But as you said, you've been doing this 20 years, and about 10 years ago, you began to go away not seeing chips anymore, but just liquid emulsion nanotech. Here you are 6 months ago or more scanning me. Let's go to Alex Jones getting scanned.
So if you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And it's not unusual to find that in the posterior ear area.
So wait, I got a higher reading than him?
No, his was higher than yours.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, but you did get a positive reading there. So you are getting the you know, base of the neck is what we typically see. Scapula area. What we're finding is after post-COVID, this is very typical. We're completely bombarded by this stuff.
From your own research, there are compounds naturally in nature that just do absolutely incredible things that will draw out these type of things. But you guys have come up with one with scientists that adds these special sea minerals in that then even drags it out even more. And so I have been taking this, the dreams I've had, my skin, my health. What it's done is absolutely insane. Get masterpiece.com. Matt Hazen, tell us what this does, and people can get 10% off when they follow the URL, getmasterpiece.com, or use promo code Alex when you're there on the site, because this is really special.
Zeolite is an incredible mineral that is known as what's called the master binder. And what that means is it's known to pick up every type of forever chemical, toxin, toxic heavy metal there is, including fluoride. So when you see charcoal or carbon or clays for binders, you don't see that they will pick up fluoride. Zeolite's different. Zeolite also gets the fluoride. That's a very big deal. It is great at removing these environmental toxins from our body. Masterpiece is the highest grade sea mineral plasma solution. It is basically isotonic, the same mineral composition as your blood plasma. So the sea minerals are being carried in by the nanometer, sub-nanometer size clinoptilolite zeolite. And once the toxin hits the zeolite, it releases and displaces the mineral. People don't feel bad. There's no normal detoxing reaction.
Everybody needs to go to getmasterpiece.com. You get 10% off by using that URL automatic when you go. There's promo code Alex as well. Getmasterpiece.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
time are running out on the Strait of Hormuz. The Battle of Hormuz, the War of Hormuz, has begun with the United States with aerial bombardments, sea drones smashing into their shipping areas and docks ahead of a full invasion Trump's talking about. As we predicted, not very good at all. I got a lot of news I want to hit in closing, and I want to go to Locke in Virginia, Caden, Greg, Matt, Sam, and Chad, and that's it for calls. But having a little bit of fun during that little four-minute break when Nick Shirley was leaving at the bottom of the last hour, I always like to tease Charlotte. She's the only one of my four children that works here, and she does a great job. Rex does his own thing but fights the globalist. And I was teasing because her and Nick were talking quite a bit during the breaks and seemed to be hitting it off. So I said, because, you know, she's 22 now, and it's time for the grandkids. And I'm not trying to do an arranged marriage, but I do tease her because, you know, I need some grandkids around here. Or who knows, I might have some more children. But, no, I don't think her and Nick Shirley are going to get married. But, you know, she could do worse. So who knows? Here's a little bit of the video that Rob Dew was shooting, and then Charlotte grabbed the phone and tried to delete it, but now she's okay with us airing it. Here it is.
Rolling.
Folks, Charlotte's marrying Nick Shirley.
She said,
she's going to be Charlotte Shirley.
Charlotte Shirley.
I couldn't have a better son-in-law. I endorse it right now. You may kiss the bride.
Oh, Alex.
She was going to marry Nick Fuentes, but she's not likes Nick Shirley.
This is quite the father-in-law.
No, this is all fraud.
Yeah, the joke is she has to marry somebody named Nick. You know, I joked one time when she was in the control room, she's going to marry Nick Fuentes. People thought that was serious. I had all these callers and for like a week and emails that you shouldn't be doing that. You know, that's wrong to make her marry him. But yeah, I'm going to make my daughter marry somebody. That's hilarious. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, boy, it's funny. Did we find the Revenge of the Sith clip? If I mention one, we almost always have to play it, but that's, we found it! Here's the clip where they double cross the Jedi and then they double cross the, Trade Federation that supplied the terrorist to give Palpatine the excuse to become dictator. Here it is.
And the Jedi Rebellion has been foiled.
What's happened?
The Chancellor's been elaborating on a plot by the Jedi to overthrow the Senate.
The remaining Jedi will be hunted down and defeated.
They killed all the Jedi babies.
You survived.
Just like we abort our children.
Killed not by clones. This Padawan. By a lightsaber he was.
Who could have done this?
The attempt on my life has left me scarred. And deformed. But I assure you, my resolve has never been stronger.
No! No!
Security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire for a safe and secure society.
This is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
The war is over. Lord Sidious promised us peace. The only one...
That's what the left's going to do with the globalists and the Muslims and their red-green alliance, what the Muslims think they're going to do to them. This is all megalomania, insane, cuckoo town stuff. It always ends the same. It's not going to end well for Israel either, or any of us either. It's bad. But it's the fourth turning. It was all predicted. And here we are. Who's up next here? Who's been on the longest? All right, both of you talked. All right, Locke in Virginia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. So first off, thank God you brought back the iodine. Your old iodine had a terrible taste, but I grew to love the taste. And as soon as I saw this one was brought back, I'm like, I just can't wait to taste that horrible iodine again and know what it's doing for my body. And lo and behold, the T3 actually tastes good. So anybody that's listening to this broadcast, $30, become a VIP. It's $1 a day. Okay, this guy has not only put his life on the line, he's dedicated his entire life to this. And, you know, the least you can do is $1 a day, $30.
Well, let me be clear. There's more than 30 servings in the iodine, so I would not take a whole bottle each month. And again, this is the only, everybody says they have atomic. They do not. This is real iodine, and it is the missing link in most people. It goes great with the methylene blue. I take it about 3 days a week. I take methylene blue about 3 days a week because I get too much energy if I take more than that. And you should consult your physician before you take either one of them because it's not a game.
So I was referring to the VIP membership where you get $30 a month and you actually get $40 back. You can spend it in the store and whatever you want.
Absolutely. And big discounts and everything.
That is the least anybody can do because no damn billionaire is putting their money behind anything like our founders did. They put everything on the line and just seems like nobody wants to have any skin.
Yeah, George Washington was the richest man in the colonies. Because he was a good businessman and he also inherited both from family and then from the widow he married, huge land holdings. And then he went out for 15 years and was the only prospector willing to go into dangerous areas in Pennsylvania and other areas. So he ended up owning a bunch of that land because he fought for it. He put it all into the war. Sam Adams was the richest guy in Boston. He put everything into the war. Those guys were not playing games.
They were not. And that's what I'm getting at is the fact that our elites have failed us, and that is why the Democratic Socialists and people like that are gaining the traction that they are. But what I was calling in was about the Iran war. And last Friday, you had Jay Dyer on, and he was going over the Rothschild authorized biography. Did you pay attention to that?
Yes, I actually had my lunch and took care of some phone calls, so I listened off and on. It was so good, even though I've read that book. I think it came out 10 years ago. It's authorized by them. Went back over the weekend while I was on the elliptical, and I listened to the whole hour, which is only like 45 minutes. So, yes, I do routinely listen to Jay Dyer, but not normally the whole thing. I did, and you have to understand the Rothschilds have done PBS documentaries and BBC ones where they admit all that as well. They admit they've set up world government. They admit how they engineered the Battle of Waterloo to take over and bankrupt the British stock market. I mean, when we say all that, that's from them. They're very proud of it.
Yes, and not only that, the thing that got me was, like, because Jay has a gift, okay? So he can make something, like, because he just did an hour. He did 45 minutes on your show, but he did 3 hours on his own YouTube channel. And he has a gift to make the most monotonous stuff sound the most interesting with his own commentary going on.
But it's not monotonous. The globalist all right books admitting all of it. I mean, I remember Helmut Schmidt, the German chancellor, wrote a book called Men in Power's Political Retrospective. The book's like $1,000. It's so rare. I've got it somewhere around here. And he says, we do druidic rituals to the gods in Germany, but we love the one at Bohemian Grove, which we set up as Skull and Bones, and we love the occult powers we get in our rituals. And I'm reading the German chancellor admitting they do occult rituals. I mean, it's like there's thousands of these books. They just tell you everywhere. I mean, Bill Gates says he wants to kill not 80% of us and 90% of us. And then, I mean, it's just like crazy. It's like, they just admit this stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of Gates of Hell, I'm glad Tucker's been putting him on blast the last couple of days.
Tucker's so hardcore now. He's Alex Jones 2.0.
So So going back to the Rothschild biography, one of the things that caught my attention, because a lot of the stuff we know, you know, just from listening to you, listening to your documentaries and, you know, other people, you know, like G. Edward Griffin, we knew a lot of this stuff. But one of the things that caught my attention was where he said that they would send the liberal family members into liberal parts of Europe and the conservative family members into conservative parts of Europe, and they don't care about politics. They are just there to capitalize on whatever issues they can create, whatever stress points. Remember, you used to always talk about stress points, North Korea, the Middle East, Ukraine, Syria, the stress points that they could put their finger on, our borders. Our borders are another example of a stress point that they can put their finger on and cause tension. And that you know, it literally goes back to it takes us right back to the beginning. It's the Federal Reserve. It is the bankers. And at the end of the day, we can elect all the Republicans we want. If we don't get elected in blocks, one of the blocks, repeal the Federal Reserve.
Well, you know, you know what they put above some of their palaces in France and in England. They put, I care not who makes the laws. I care who.
I care who makes prints the money.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally in documentaries showing it there today. And they just sit there like they're the adult table. We're the little kids. And then if you go, hey, the Rothschild banks, you know, own BlackRock, then the ADL says you're a Nazi. I don't care if Jews ran it or Chinese or Easter bunnies. I'm like, we need to get out from under the – they own the majority of the Federal Reserve as of 1913. We've never audited it since then. I appreciate your call. I talked to you all day, but yeah. It's like – I mean, Nick Fuentes made that point. People go, oh, Stalin worked for the Jews. You know, I see the Nazis all day doing that, and it's like – Stalin rounded up the Jews and kicked them all out of government and killed a couple million of them. And I'm not even defending him. I think Stalin was a bad guy, but you know, but a bunch of the communists, the majority were Jewish at first. And it's just these Nazis don't know anything. And he's sitting there debating Dan Bilzerian, and he's going, no, no, no. Hitler was bad. He was going to go in and enslave and kill all the Slavs to make living space, which means Lebensraum. And Bilzerian goes, I don't believe that. That's Jewish propaganda. He goes, dude, it's in Mein Kampf. And Bilzerian didn't know what Mein Kampf was. These guys just have talking points and just say them. You know about Hitler and you haven't read My Struggle? I've read it like three times. It'll give you a headache. I know all about the Weimar Republic and about the Versailles Treaty and stuff, but I mean, you know, it's just like, and his weird political theories. And so much of it was based off pulp fiction novels he read about the American West. So he wanted, you know, the American West to be Russia, and they were going to kill all the Russians and then turn it into the Wild Wild West and put everybody in concentration camps the way we did the Native Americans. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's just like, and I got to hear, oh, Hitler was this good Christian man, blah, blah, blah. And Hitler flooded the Berlin subway on record. And they said, sir, you'll kill a million women and children down there. And he said, they deserve to die. The Germans were weak. I mean, he said, I'm taking us into this war, and if we fail, the Germans deserve to die. The guy killed 24 million Germans. He got them killed. He's a gigantic loser. Oh, but he drove a super Mercedes black, and he wore Hugo Boss uniforms. I mean, give me a break, folks. The big bankers built Hitler. They flooded him with everything. They set it all up. He had a secret treaty with the King of England, and then they set him up. That's why Rudolf Hess flew in and parachuted in over the palace with the agreement. Then they put him in the Tower of London the rest of his life. But you, as Nazis, you say you're Nazis. You don't even know who Rudolf Hess is, do you? The Deputy Fuhrer. You don't know who Albert Speer is? You don't know who Hermann Göring is. Maybe you know who Joseph Mengele is. Do you know any of this stuff? You know that Israel, when it was founded, hired a bunch of top Nazis to engineer and set up Israel and their secret police and their Mossad and everything else. And they used top SS officers to hunt down everybody that didn't serve Israel. Simon Wiesenthal Center Nazi hunters. Give me a break. I mean, come on. Israel was brainchild by Adolf Hitler with the Rothschilds. All right, yeah, a little more sophisticated than a lot of you know out there. All right, up next here. Caden in Utah, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Huge fan, first-time caller, long-time listener. Been listening to you since I was 13, 24 now, so you've really opened my mind.
God bless you. Good to have you here.
Yeah, no, and everyone, buy the T-shirts. I have your Justin Bieber T-shirt, your Save the Frogs.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, Methylene Blues, great. I just have two quick questions. So I've just noticed society the past, like, 6 to 10 years has really just been pivoting more towards binary thinking, like, oh, this person's good, this person's bad, right versus left, that dichotomy that we were talking about earlier. And, like, I truly believe that that's from social media, algorithms, technology, AI being pushed in our face more and more. So whenever we receive information, we don't take time to critically think about it, and people just want to comment immediately. How do you think that we can move away from that binary thinking that I've seen a lot in my personal sphere? And when do you think that humanity will Dune, like Frank Herbert's Dune AI, like get rid of all the thinking machines?
Sure. And by the way, I asked the crew this earlier. They just gave me the answer. I go from memory reading books decades ago. Lebensraum is, I said Lebensraum from just memory. Lebensraum means living space. So Lebensraum, excuse me. Always got to fact check yourself decades later because things get foggy and distorted. I was listening to you, but they popped that up, and that factoid got me off. It was a really good question. What was it again?
So just basically technology and AI and social media is just pushing.
Oh, yeah. It all goes for knee-jerk. So you're either supposed to say 100% Israel and Trump killed Charlie Kirk and believe whatever the dozens of theories are that contradict each other all at the same time, or you're supposed to believe the official story 100% that obviously is not true either, and it just becomes mindless. And then you're automatically in one camp or the other instead of keeping your mind open. Knee-jerk thinking with not a lot of data or any context is a big problem.
I mean, like, how is it that we can get away from that sort of binary thinking, though, with all the technology that's been pushed on us? When are we going to get rid of thinking machines like in Frank Herbert's Dune?
Well, I don't think you'll ever, you know, quote, unless we blow ourselves up, ban these systems. You just can't let them take control. You got to remove the AI out of the cars watching you from day one for control kill switches. And you see that starting with the flock cameras. You've got to become aware of it. You've got to get militant enthusiasm going. And, you know, mob psychology is there for a good reason. You got to get, you know, the public focused on what its real enemy is. It's the machines designed to remove humans and make us obsolete. The real discrimination is now data centers saying humans can't have energy or go on a trip or have air conditioning or have kids, but the data centers can have whatever they want. We need to get down to understanding and get more tribal and combined together, and also realize not everybody's going to be an intellectual or that, you know, really smart. It's up to us in the intellectual battles to run for office and, you know, run the student newspapers when we're younger and get into the structure as lawyers and accountants and doctors and get involved, you know, in political charities and support those that are on the vanguard. You know, really, it's always going to be supporting those on the vanguard, the people back at home funding those on the front line and the little people, the middle class, organizing together to put our forces together financially and culturally to win. So it's a long, complex process, and we move the ball actually way down the field. I appreciate your call. But also in the culture war, when you're really awake, you can look at silly stuff like loving the flag. Well, they're saying tear it down and take a knee during it. The beginning of victory is just saying no to the leftist agenda that is the main attack arm of the globalist. And then out of that, having pride in the country, not hating yourself because you're white or you're a male or whatever it is, then you can move on to other things. So here's an example. I'll take another call. This lady, I just love her. You know, you got the white players getting beat up and all the rest of it because it's everything's so racial. And the media pushes that. Then you got Sophie Cunningham, who's also beautiful, you know, famously pointing her finger, and the other team gets mad. So Dana White had her as one of the ring girls, and it was a huge hit. And this could be silly and funny, but he knows what he's doing. He said no to the COVID lockdowns first, help break their back. He understands whatever they're trying to demonize, whatever they're trying to attack, we have to rally behind to let the left know you don't dictate how we act. You don't dictate what we do. You can call us names. We don't care. In fact, we think it's funny. A lot of that is getting people out of their comfort zones and actually enjoying being challenged and being attacked by the leftist cult. So here she is as the ringside girl. Something else. I just love her attitude, all of it, just the energy. And then I'll cut to Dana White talking about her. Here it is. that makes the left so unhappy, because whites are demonized, white women are demonized, femininity is demonized. You know, beautiful women is like, oh, that's raping women for women to be beautiful. No, it's not women having that power. And, you know, oh, a man can dress like a woman, that's beautiful and great, but if a woman's a woman, oh, don't do that, that's evil. This is all about dehumanization. And then just the stunt, a little thing like, she's there, hey, why don't you go up and do this? They just had the idea 10 minutes before. And of course, she came dressed like a ring girl. She had the idea. And they're like, oh, God, she's outgoing. She's wild. She might be a little bit, you know, a little bit of a fun girl. How dare her enjoy life? This is disgusting and not Christian. How dare Elon Musk have all these children? But let's have everything story time. Look at those girls. Oh, God, that's gross. And then everybody does the point, pointing out the leftist garbage, the racism, and saying no.
Did you hire Sophie Cunningham as a ring card girl?
Why did I do it?
When did you hire her?
About 8 minutes before she did it. I love Sophie Cunningham. We've created a relationship, and she was here tonight. And when she walked in, she goes, oh, I want to walk around that. I said, then you're going to walk around it. Yeah.
Dana, all the way.
All right, we're out of time, but I'm going to go to Matt and Sam. The other folks weren't holding as long, but if you want to give us your name and number, we'll call you back tomorrow. I'm taking calls again. Matt, you got a minute and a half, then Sam, minute and a half. Matt in Idaho, you're on the air. Welcome.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Hey, I just wanted to say I appreciate the nuanced view that you have of Trump and the inner dialogue. I have the same thing. And I just real quick want to say to Christians, I think Trump is a good man. He's principled. I don't think he's a born-again Christian like you and I are, and so we think about things in terms of the Bible, in terms of the Holy Spirit. But I think it's important that we not be black-pilled. We remember what God did for Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. His assassination attempt and survival was a miracle, and I think God was doing that because he knew there was rough days ahead. And as a country, we just need to trust in our God. And trust in the fact that he knew what he was doing when he spared Trump's life. If he was a total loser and was going to take this country down a hole, why not just let him get shot, you know? So I think God is still working. I think there's still hope for Trump. I don't think it's over yet. I think we just need to keep pointing out the wrong things, but pray for him and trust in our God, because I think God is still doing some things.
Well, look at how God rose up imperfect people all the time, and that's how this works, and you're absolutely right. People think, oh, you got a relationship with God. Yeah, that's everything. That's where I get the discernment, and I just wish Trump and others had experienced this so they'd really get dialed in.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. I think that we need to get back to the Bible and keep praying for our president. We still have 2 years, and the most important thing he needs to do, he was saved to execute justice and judgment in this country. If he will execute righteousness in this nation, you know, go after the Epstein criminals, go after the...
He needs to do it. We're out of time. We're out of time. Look, we're going to get better Supreme Court people. They're not perfect. This overall is good. We should be pissed off, but also still be appreciative to God. Great point. Sam in Tennessee, last caller. Go ahead. You're our tail gunner.
Hey, yeah, thank you for taking my call. I'll rapid fire it. When you're doing the timeline on Graham, don't forget that he has 7 hours ahead, so there's time zone. Also, after the strikes on Starobelsk and the refineries, Putin had authorized any strikes of military interest. And also, there's a weapons ammo storage that was blown up in outside Kiev, Vishniove. I can't say that right. Sorry. But one of the theories is that it was a black market site where they were skimming NATO weapons and selling it on the black market.
But it being ahead would make it even harder for him to get back, right?
Oh, yeah. But so one of the things they were looking at is the site wasn't maintained before. The grass wasn't mowed. It didn't have, like, any...
I tell you what, you sound like a really smart caller. If you'll give us your number, I promise I will open the phones up tomorrow and we'll call you back. I'm out of time. I'm sorry. Sorry to Chad and Rich Meir and others. But, hey, Harrison Smith loaded for bear. The great one. Wish he wouldn't have got rid of his silver killer glasses. I got attached to those. Harrison Smith's taking over right now with the War Room Live. Share those live feeds. I love you. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for 1 second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when. Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, has been very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.